Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
Shouts out to all the chit chatters. It's Vince in the Bay with you once again for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wednesday Night Live, open lines. Feel free to call in. Don't be shy. The number is on the screen. You can connect via Skype. 347-826-7667 is the number. Put this show on blast. Tweet it. Like it on Facebook. Call your friends and neighbors. Wake up the kids. Put your shoes and socks on. We're ready to rock. I'm going to be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I'm loving the new switchboard action here. God, I love this new studio thing. Fucking win. Alcoholic, Goofy Bone, Javier, John Brand, Kishu, Mac, Mystica, Stabby McHugs, the Arachnig. Oh, that's a good one. That might be an early front runner for chit chatter chit chat name of the night, the Arachnig. The Red Medicine getting in just in time for the first shout out, and old friend Three Abu holding it down in the chat room. Good to have you guys here. Sack for life. Oh yeah. Good times. Speaking of Javier, he's on the line with me. I don't know if his hand's not raised, but. Javier, just give me the heads up if you want to come on the show. It's all good, bro. Kishu's now here as well. Shouts out to Kishu. Goofy Bone had a great show. Kishu and I were over there hanging out. It was win time. It was almost as good as butt sex. Anyway, Goofy Bone and John Brand have boners for each other right now. Oh, man. Goofy Bone got just tore to shreds on Ghost Show. I really feel bad for Goofy sometimes. That Tazaki guy, he's kind of mean sometimes to Goofy. I think it's unfair. Like, some people just, you know, just rag on Goofy just to rag on Goofy, whatever. They're just trolling. But with Tazeki, it kind of at times, Goofy, I don't know if you're feeling this too, but the vibe I'm getting is it's personal with him. For some reason, there's something about you that he connects with, that he is ashamed of, or there's some part of you, him, that he sees in you, and that makes him uncomfortable. He can't believe that some dirty Mexican that's so stupid that he doesn't even know how to speak Spanish, he finds some sort of connection with you being a norteño, a gangbanger in San Jose and San O, east side. He should have nothing in common with you. But you know what? You're both capitalists. That's what it is. And it burns him up. He can't believe it. He's like, Jesus Christ, this asshole is a capitalist just like me. Are you kidding me? He's a lowlife. He's like a fucking janitor. What are you talking about? He's so stupid. He's such a stupid Mexican. He can't even speak Spanish. You know? Kishu, I played your songs last night. We dedicated the whole show last night to your songs, so I'm sorry. My hands are full tonight. I got plenty to go. I got open lines. And, yeah, you can call in and request something. I mean, I have a couple of your gay songs on my switchboard. I could go to some of those in a little bit. But I had some songs I wanted to listen to. And some songs I haven't played in a long time that I was thinking about today. It came up on my iPod, and I was, I don't know. Some stuff that came up that kind of got me jazzed. Some stuff. Kind of girly, actually. It's kind of gay. Yeah. I don't know. Kishu and I were having a conversation yesterday about gay music. I was trying to get fired up for the show last night. She was sending me all these gay songs to play, and we were trying to find common ground because I do have a lot of guilty pleasures that I indulge myself in. And one such guilty pleasure is Blur. I like the band Blur. Sue me. Sue me if I like, you know, I like the band Blur. And what I want to do here is I want to upload my favorite song by Blur is that boys who like girls who like boys who like girls like their boys who like girls like their boys who like their girls. You know what I'm talking about? That song. I love that song. Let's see, where is it? Something from the no boys. No, where is it? I uploaded it. I could have sworn I had it. Are you kidding me? Right, Blur. Are you kidding me? I don't have that song. All right, I got to find that song. I thought I had it. God damn it. That's terrible. Oh, well. All right, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I guess I'm not going to play that Blur song. I'll get it uploaded before the end of the night, and I'll play some Blur. Let's see, what else have I not played before? Oh, I know what. Oh, you know what? I've been meaning to play this song. Oh, my God, I can't believe it's taken me so long to get to this. I've been thinking about doing this for a long time. Okay, Wienergate. I think it's finally coming to an end. I think it's starting to die down. I think if he was going to resign, he would have resigned by now. And I was talking with Ghost earlier today on his show about Wienergate, and I kind of feel like, I don't know, the Wienergate thing has been going on for, what, 2 or 3 weeks now, and it's pretty much had my fill of it, you know? But I've been meaning to play this song dedicated to Anthony Weiner, Congressman Weiner, who apparently is going to stubbornly stay on. We'll see how the voters decide to treat him in, November, next November. But yeah, I'm going to take a break. My first quickie break here. I'm going to step aside for a second. But I have a tune here that I want to dedicate to Anthony Weiner. And, well, you know, hey, I'll dedicate this to all the female listeners as well, which it looks like from the clusterfuck of the sausage fest that is my chat room right now, it looks like I just am going to dedicate this to Kishu. None of my other goddesses have showed up yet. But Kishu, then I guess this goes out to Weiner and Kishu. Yeah. Hopefully, Anthony Weiner, you'll have a very fruitful career ahead of you as a, I don't know, maybe a erotic dancer, maybe some work in the porn industry, a stunt cock, perhaps. It's one hell of a wiener you got, bro, especially when it's erect. This is for you, baby. The Sphinx.
It's a scene from a movie. It's an out of the storm. It's the view of a canyon. The sound of a sword. It's an arch of the beaches. Your wife in the shower. While you wait for a appointment. As you walk through the park.
Completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo, el hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. And Kishu, would you please stop spamming my chat room with your Kishu? Oh, she's here now. Great. Kishu, would you mind not spamming my chat room with that owl music crap? I'm not going to play it. Sorry. What's so funny?
I'm dying.
What's the matter? What the hell's your problem, girl? Are you on some drugs? What the hell are you taking? Are you drunk? What's your problem? My God, I need to get you help. I need to call for help. Intervention. Hell is your issue? What is your major malfunction? She's nuts. I wish I used to have, this is where I wish I had my the old music. I used to have, you know that song? Crazy, crazy bad feeling, blah, 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 blah. You know that song? I used to play that. I used to have that on a loop. And I don't know. Somehow I deleted it from the switchboard.
Oh, yeah.
But I used to play that every time somebody that was like just completely loony came on the show. And we had this one chick who literally her nickname was Crazy. And that was her theme song every time I played it. I got to dig that up. God damn it.
Oh, my God. My cheeks hurt.
You're a fucking freak, dude. I don't know what your problem is. Are you trying to Rickroll me? What the fuck? All right, you're going on your T-shirt. You answer your phone with your gay-ass ringtone, and I'm going to do a show. What's up, Roger Moore? I see you in the chat room. Thanks for coming out, dude. That's Roger Moore, a.k.a. Vince in Australia, who won the fabulous twin, what were they, husky puppies? They were twin Siberian husky puppies. I'd love to get an update at some point from you on that. So my home slice in the chat room, Roger Moore, a.k.a. Vince in Australia. You got to come through, bro. Goofy, I'm not calling that number. I think I know what that is. 614, that's fucking lulzsec, isn't it? I'm not calling that, dude. I called it last night, and I called it today with Ghost. I don't want those guys thinking I'm stalking them. You know what I'm saying? Like, those guys have the power to fuck with people pretty hardcore. So I'm not going to just be calling those guys willy-nilly. You know what I'm saying? But Roger Moore seems to be pretty upset with Melissa obsessed with Melissa Hopkins, who is in the chat room right now, by the way. Melissa, thanks for coming out to my show this afternoon. I had a great show this afternoon. There's a new feature that Blog Talk's allowing hosts to do now. They have this new studio, this new switchboard, brand new switchboard that they're calling the Studio. It's basically just their old switchboard on steroids. And it's just revamped. It's sleeker. It's nicer. It's same deal, but just nicer and upgraded. So since they've done this, they've offered a new feature for hosts. What you can do is you can schedule a show now as a test show. And what that means is your show will be broadcast as normal. Your show will have a chat room as per usual. The only difference is it will not show up in the online queue of shows. It only shows up through the link that you get through either my Twitter or if you subscribe to me or follow me on Blog Talk. So if you're subscribed on, if you're a user on Blog Talk and you follow me, you'll always know when I do a show. I did a show this afternoon. I was inspired. I did an impromptu show. I was called into another show, trying to call into another show that that I've called into many times, and they were having a discussion, and they had a lot of callers, and they never got to me, so I was a little butthurt, and I went off and pouted and decided, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do a test show, I'm going to try out the switchboard, and take some calls. And I did my little show, I did it for a half an hour, and then I extended it to the full 2 hours. And I had a great time. It was me and the ladies, really. At first, it was me and a dude. It was, if you look it up, it was earlier today under Afternoon Fail, I believe it was the title. It ended up being okay, though. It wasn't actually that much fail. It was supposed to be Afternoon Lulls. I first titled it Afternoon Lulls, And then there was not really that much lulls to be had. I mean, we had a nice, lively discussion, and it was very entertaining for sure. But I don't know, not necessarily lulls necessarily were had. So, but Melissa Hopkins joined me. Ruby Sexy Candy joined me. Who else? Kishu, of course. And a few other people. It's fun. Yeah, so I had a great time hanging out at BTR today. I did my a little impromptu test show. And, Annie was there, too. Annie was there. And then I hopped over to the Ghost program. It was, co-host Wednesday on the Ghost show. And I lucked out. I was the first one of the first callers that called in. And the first caller that auditioned to be the co-host that stuck around for a little while. I actually was on for a good half hour, so a good solid half hour with Ghost. If you listen to the archives, if you missed it, if you go to the Ghost show today and listen to the first hour, like he does, he does his show. He does the first like half hour. He does the markets, and then he starts taking calls. And so basically, I would say starting at the about half hour mark, from the 30-minute mark in is when I come on with him, and I hung out with him for a while. It was cool. So Ghost, I don't know if Ghost is listening to this or whatever. Shouts out to you, Ghost. You kind of like hung up on me, Ghost. If you are listening, Ghost, I was cool being your co-host today, and I was glad that you had me on. I know people got bored with me, but you know I bore my own listeners. It's all good. But I really wish you would have given me a chance to just say goodbye. I don't know why you just hung up on me. You didn't really, it was for no rhyme or reason. I guess people were just tired of me, which is all good. But he could have just given me a chance to say, all right, Vince, you're out of here. They don't want you. And I could have just say, all right, fine, bye, Ghost. Thanks for having me. But no, he just like dumped me. So that was kind of like fucked up. But he did bring me back on later. But whatever. I do have to admit, though, I love the anal play between Tezeki and Goofy Bone. That is entertaining, for sure. Anyways, shouts out to the chat room. I'm not even paying attention. I got to catch up with you dudes. Kishu's here. Kishu, what's up? What'd it do?
I'm sending you a link in the chat room. Play that song for me tonight, please.
All right, send it to me again. That one right there?
Mm-hmm.
Walking Disasters? Okay. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Oh, Vincent Bay.
Yeah, what's up?
We should also play Moving to New York, that one I sent you earlier.
Ugh, really?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, I think I'll just play the one you just sent me, and that's it.
You know what? You've been so mean to me the last 2 days.
Mean? What do you mean mean?
Yeah, I'm getting like mean messages from people. They're like, "You're 24."
Wait a second. Hold it right there. You start off. You've been really mean to me, and then you back it up with people have been sending me messages. None
no,
of it comes
but
from
because
me.
Of the stuff
it never
that you've
comes
been saying
from me.
On Blog Talk
it
Radio.
It never comes from me. You always
yes,
get mad at
it's because of everything you said on Blog Talk Radio.
What did I say about you on Blog Talk Radio? I don't even get it. What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
I do nothing but
nice.
I do nothing
anyways,
but like suck your fucking fat clit on my radio show every night and play your gay ass music
uh-huh.
nonstop.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand what the problem is.
Okay, it's cool, bro.
Dude, I'm not your bro. Seriously,
cool.
I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm me. I'm Vince. It's singular. I'm a sovereign individual. I'm not in your fucking club or your crew or whatever you call you, whatever it is. That's not me, all right? So, you know, you can just keep that in mind.
It's cool,
right?
Bro. It's cool. I'm going to send Goofy Bone a letter.
Send it to him. He just doxed himself on the internet.
Yeah.
Hey, you know
what?
All right, you know what? Are you going to call?
No, I'm done.
Let me put you on mute. It sounds like you're getting a call. I don't want to interrupt.
No.
What the hell is going on here? I'm trying to download this song, and it's telling me it's going to take 33 minutes. That's ridiculous.
What?
Ridiculous. You got to be kidding me. It never takes that long. Something's up. There's someone hacking into my shit. Is the sack here? Is the sack hacked?
Hello.
Am I getting sacked right now? Oh, I hate this. It might be a little while until we get to this song, but I have 2 hours. Let's check in with the alcoholic. Alcoholic, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me, or is it?
Yeah, I can hear you. When you talk, it's okay. What's up?
Just talking with Mac Steiny.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You kind of patriot Gregged. What was that?
Mac needs some more sex.
Mac needs some sack?
No, not sack. He needs some sex. S-X.
Including
Mac needs to get laid is what I think he's trying to say.
He needs some sack in the sack.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh my goodness. What am I going to do with you people? What am I going to do with you people?
Friends,
all you dirty whores.
Can you just be honest, please?
Okay, fine. What's honestly? What do you want?
I want you to just
hang on a second.
Be
hang on a second. Alcoholic, you're going on mute, right? You're on mute now, alcoholic. Jesus, it sounds like he's calling from a
window. Oh my God, it's so cold. Oh, cold. Fuck. Oh my God, I'm dying.
What do you want? What's your beef? What's your damage? What's your thing? What's your glitch? Seriously.
It was so cold. I like ate a piece of watermelon and it like killed my tooth because it was really cold. Okay, going outside. Hold on.
Standing by. Okay, all right.
Hold on, I gotta find a cigarette. Oh, something fell at me and scared me. What the fuck is even going on anymore? Okay. Vince in the Bay.
Yeah. Present.
Since you're talking all the smack about how, like, I came down there and we just hung out and blah, 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 and people are like, sending me messages, and they're like, you couldn't score Vince in the Bay? Like, he's a pervert, you couldn't score Vince in the Bay?
That's right, I'm playing hard to get, Kishu.
just tell them the truth, Vince.
Tell what's
honest.
The truth? Okay, ask me a question.
The truth
and I'll answer quick. Ask me a question, and I'll tell you no lies.
Did I take your anal virginity, Vince?
No. No, you did not. I was already broken
really
in.
True.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
In.
Were you? No, I don't know, dude. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, I know you are. But what am I?
See, there's like a full moon, and I'm outside, and like everything like looks kind of weird, you know? Because never mind. But everything looks really weird, and it's kind of freaking me out, like. I look at the ground and stuff starts to move and then I think it's a snake and then I like walk to a different part of the fucking ground and then it starts to move and it's not okay. I should probably just go back outside. Okay. Hi, Vince.
Hey, baby. Hey, have I ever played wallpaper for you?
Wallpaper?
Yeah, wallpaper. He's from the Bay. He's from Oakland.
No, you haven't.
Oh man, you gotta check out Wallpaper. He's got this song called "Stupid Faced," and it's the song is literally like, I wonder if I can copy and paste this. Oh, I can't do that. But it's the song is titled "Stupid Faced," and the actual title of the song has a hashtag in front of it attached to it. It's one letter, one word, "Stupid Faced." It's hashtag. Okay, I'm muting Kishu because she's loud as. Per huge. But anyways, it's Wallpaper. The artist is called Wallpaper. and it's spelled wallpaper, one word, period. The period is part of, the punctuation is part of the artist's name. And the title of the track is Stupid Faced, and it's spelled with a hashtag, STUPIDFACEDD. That's as in double D, you know what I'm saying? So check this out. A little bit of wallpaper. Enjoy. Vince in the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. BRB. In the Bay. Bay, 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 Bay,
Bay, Bay, Bay, Bay, ticks in my nose and them, but my face pasted to linoleum, kitchen floor shit, some college dorm shit, face down in a buzzing carpet, get chicks at the farmer's market, white girls, buy produce, take them home, make them drink Grey Goose, white boy wasted, glue stick pasted, white boy wasted, glue stick pasted, stupid pasted, stupid pasted. I drink a can of Sparks and try freestyle. Ex-girlfriends on speed dial. Oh, that's a drunk dial. Drunk sexting, drunk stagger, drunk swagger. I don't rap good, it don't matter. Can't sing good, it don't matter. Cause I'm blacked out, sleepwalking on a quest for God at my friend's apartment. White boy wasted, blue stick pasted. White boy wasted, blue stick pasted. Stupid faces, stupid faces, stupid faces. When I say awkward, y'all say silence. Awkward, awkward. Yeah. Super soaker filled with four loker plus soco, real gross, yo. I go ham and cheese on throat rolls. That's a metaphor, another metaphor. Like icing on a Cinnabon, like a hot chick that ain't no fun. Listen, I'ma teach you a lesson. Let's start at number one. Sleep is the best way to save money. Two, money is the best way to have sex. Three, sex is the best way to feel nothing. Nothing happens if you're asleep. So stay up until you wake up. Yeah.
Basted. The Bay, bitch.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
His dick talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, damn, I think I have might have Ruby Sexy Candy with me now. Ruby Sexy Candy, is that you? Or maybe not. Area code 540, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince, it's Billy.
Oh, it's Billy. Hey, Billy. Sorry, I recognize the area code. I have a friend out of Dallas, and the call, it was actually called into the show earlier today. And I just instinctively thought it was her, but it's Billy. Hey, Billy Walsh, good to have you, bro. What's going on, man? What's on your mind? What's been the haps?
Oh, not much. I talked to Lulzsec the other day on their line.
No shit.
So did our writer Tyler.
They actually answered?
Oh yeah, they talked to both of us. They wanted, I tried to get at them about how they got all those bitcoins, but they wouldn't talk about that. They just wanted to talk about farmhouse sandwiches if you mention bitcoins. But
I'm not really up to date on what that whole story is about, to tell you the truth. I heard some rumblings about them having some bitcoins and them trying to allegedly drive prices up or down with their tweets. I saw the tweets and I saw them take it down, and then I saw somebody tweet that he took it down and screen capped it, and then they didn't care, and I saw that, but I don't know anything beyond that.
Well, of course, they've gotten an influx of about $500,000 worth of bitcoins. And no one knows where it came from. Of course, no one can really tell you. There's all kinds of conspiracies, and these guys claiming that they got it stolen from them. Who knows? Who knows? They won't tell. So we just have to assume that maybe they've got some kind of way to hack them out of you. I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past them. I was in the store today, and I opened my Twitter, and lo and behold, I'm standing in line at the store, and the first thing I see when I open my Twitter app, it says, it's Lulzsec, I wasn't even that. I was on the Ghost show today. That's how I found out about it. I was on the Ghost program earlier today. He was having co-host Wednesday. And I was on with him for like 20 minutes or a half hour, and during that time period, he was on his Twitter and got the tweet that they had fucked with CIA.gov, and so during the live on the air, we both went to CIA.gov, and sure enough, it was down, and I guess it was down like almost for like a good hour or two, it wasn't until I was at the store that I got the tweet a couple hours later that I saw the original tweet from Lulzsec, and then I also saw somebody saying, "Oh, the CIA.gov is finally back up."
Well, listen, I've got the inside story. When Tyler Bass called them, he asked them about the Jester and what they thought the story behind the Jester was, and Lulzsec said the Jester is CIA. And if you noticed on their tweet about CIA, they called out the Jester. Basically, they used his phrase "Tango Down" on the CIA. And this is just the day after they had been talking to Tyler Bass, telling Tyler Bass that the Jester's CIA. So they're trying to start something with the Jester, obviously. And he's since then let out his own tweet saying, "Okay, gloves are off, boys." He's going after Lulzsec now. So
the
there's
Jester
this big
is? The Jester is?
Yeah, yeah. He's going after Lulzsec now because of the CIA thing.
That'll be interesting.
I got my money on Lulzsec at the time being.
They seem to be a force to be reckoned with, and they are very very brazen. That's the only word that jumps to mind with them. It's just I just still can't believe that these guys have a Twitter account and are just tweeting this shit nonchalantly like it's nothing, dude. It's so
Oh my god, yeah. It's
so ballsy. It's so ballsy it can't be real. I love conspiracies, and I always jump to conclusions and connect dots that aren't really there. But still, it sounds, man, I'm still kind of like skeptical. I still kind of feel like I'm on the fence about Lulzsec. I guess I don't know enough about the culture and enough about the, how things really work. I mean, growing up in the Bay Area, I've worked in tech. I've worked for some of the biggest tech companies in the world. I've contracted with some of the biggest tech companies in the world. I've worked with some of the, world-class MIT graduates, the creme de la creme of engineers and programmers and all that crap. And I never really was engulfed in any of this hacker culture, though. And I know it's been around for years. I know there was a big, there was big hacker wars in the 90s and stuff, but it's just becoming sort of reality for me, or something that I finally have experienced firsthand. And it just blows my mind that, I guess I always feel like I'm one of the people that's not one of the pioneers. I'm kind of like, when this pop culture stuff crops up, I always feel like I'm late to the party on this stuff, like this whole hacking thing. It's like Anonymous, for example, that whole phase, I guess, was big in the early zeros, or whatever they call that decade. The, you know, like 04, 05, 06, 07, I guess, is sort of the golden era of that sort of phenomenon. And so I feel like I've sort of come in on the new fag ship, or whatever you want to call it, the new wave that's getting to the party late and just figuring it, putting it all together. And it's so the party is already over and done with. It's like somebody that showed up, you know, not even late to the party. It's like they came back like the next week. And so it's interesting. It's always fascinating to talk to somebody like you, Billy, who's been around it, you know, for a long. I guess you're an old fag. They would say, or whoever would say. But I love your insight, man. And this is great. And I think Lulzsec, I will continue to just sort of take them on this for what they are on the surface. For now, I'm not gonna. I openly express the conspiratorial ideas that are there in my head, because that's what I do. I just do talk radio, and that's what's going through my mind. But I'm gonna still reserve judgment for them being some sort of Fed front or whatever, or provocateur or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to reserve that until I see some sort of evidence. But in the meantime, I'm just going to continue enjoying the lulls, because they are living up to the name for sure.
I agree. You know, you can't have a conspiracy about Lulzsec without a conspiracy about Anonymous. And, you know, I'm not really actually an old fag. I kind of hopped on this shit with Cablegate. But I think that so did the CIA. And Anonymous has been going after like Iran, and you know, they're not exactly friends with you know, the people who would infiltrate Anonymous, are they? You know, it's I'm way into the conspiracies too. And Lulzsec, you know, I really think that they're some pranksters, but you know, you're right. The kind of publicity they've been able to hold on to for so long, while continuing these attacks on the Senate and CIA, it's completely insane. Completely insane. It doesn't make sense. You're right. It makes no sense.
It is entertaining. It's entertaining as fuck, though. So I hope the lulls continue, because I don't want it to end. It's almost like a drug. You at every turn it just gets better and better, and the, you know, the more it happens, and you just get, I'm fascinated with it. I think it's amazing. I don't think they're doing anything malicious, though. I think they're just being pranksters. I think that's the good, you use that term. I think that's a good one. They're just being sort of like these internet merry pranksters who are really, or just wizards with technology, obviously, and they're kind of wagging their finger in everybody's face. And I think it's beautiful. I don't think they've done anything malicious. I think maybe there might have been some trolls, if you were, that might have came through in their wake and did some malicious stuff with maybe some of the information that Lulzsec, released. But again, that's out of their hands. Like they're actually provide. I think these hackers ultimately, these hacktivists or whatever you want to call them, I think ultimately they're providing a service for these companies, these big companies, and these big government entities that want to, you know, sort of champion themselves as being, whatever, secure and you know, not vulnerable to sort of attacks on sensitive information. But they're not, though. And I was listening to some show the other day where they were saying that 80% of sites out there are just not secure at all, that have just way too many holes, way just way – And it's because that these companies chintz out on the ultimately on the IT side of things and you know putting money into securitizing stuff and they get burned hard and I think these hackers ultimately are providing a service and they're protecting people in the end. You know, it's better that say the CIA.org gets hacked today than if they get hacked 20 years down the line and they don't realize that that hole has been there the whole time. So you know, in a way, they're providing a service in some regards.
Well, this hack on the CIA, it's not really a hack. It's a distributed denial of service, which overwhelms the server. So it's really it could be done by anyone at any time, and it's one of those security holes that it does. You know, shut down the website, but it doesn't really pose a threat as far as revealing information. But about LulzSec, the prominent conspiracy theory right now about them is that they're actually the NSA and a false flag attacked by the NSA, and the purpose behind it is a scapegoat for the further erosion of internet freedom.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was telling you. I was in line today when I saw that tweet, and the person I said it out loud, and the person next to me said the same thing. She said, "This really hot chick, by the way, like super smoking hot chick, low cut thing, or nice push up bra. She must have been rocking some like nice juicy C's or D's. I don't know." She was like, "Oh yeah, it's probably. Oh yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah, it's probably some. I think it's an NSA. Blah 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 blah." And I was like, and when she said that, I was just kind of like, "Really? I don't know." And then sure enough, I come here and do my show, and Billy Walsh comes on and schools me with the latest word on the street thing, and she fucking is connected. Damn, dude, this chick was hot too.
She must be a Redditor. That shit's all over Reddit. But as far as I'm concerned, like I said, Anonymous, they're off attacking Iran, and Iran is
good.
Saying, "Oh, well, we're going to strike back at America." Just they're. I mean, it's not even a conspiracy theory in Iran. They're sure that Anonymous is America fucking with them, and I mean that's their own crazy point of view too. But I mean, you got to look at it and think, hey, we want to go to war with Iran real bad. Probably. So, you know, why not?
So, you know, in a way you can look as these anonymous hackers as or whatever they're called, whatever they are, they're kind of almost like internet guerrillas. You know?
Yeah, and you don't know who's working for who because it's the internet, and as soon as something gets some traction, you know, you can be sure they'll be infiltrated. Was that thing on BBC or The Guardian, I think, about one in four hackers are actually infiltrated, you know, have been turned by the government into snitches. Some crazy high ball estimate like that. I don't know if it's true, but... you know, the jester. You know, I'm interested what his deal is. He's the one who's always hacking the Taliban's websites and the Al Qaeda's websites and going after WikiLeaks because they hate America. You know, really, you know, he's the one who's probably CIA, right? You know, or not? Do you believe that there's like some messed up Marine who came back from war and dedicated his life to hacking the shit out of Taliban websites? Possibility, I guess.
I think there's lots of white knights out there. Like I think of what's his name, Bradley Manning, is sort of a white knight in some ways, I guess, or a whistleblower, whatever you want to call him. I think there's people like him out there that aren't getting publicity, and for them to connect with you know, people that like this guy you're talking about, Well, this guy you're talking about sounds like he would be against Bradley Manning, or he would want to take down. He would be for torturing.
He's strongly in his point of view. Bradley Manning is a complete terrorist or a terrorist sympathizer. The Jester, he's an old dude. He's been around the internet for way longer than Lolsec. He's just been around for forever. He's the old hat. He's the old school white hat hacker for America, and he's gonna come after Lolsec now. So they better watch out, right?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Billy, we got somebody here with their hand up who wants to chime in here. I'm going to take this call here. Hang on, dude. Let's see. I think this is Javier. Javier, you're on with Billy and Vince. What's up?
What's up, man? Well, I think the LULFAC and all that stuff, I don't know. I think, like, this is a new kind of revolution in the world, no? Like, the persons, like, having an insurrection in the countries is not the way to go this time. This time is the internet. The internet is the revolution of the people now.
Yeah,
sure.
I agree.
Sure.
I think that's where it's at. I really cringe every time people try to poo-poo on the internet or whatever you want to say. The internet is the last bastion of free speech right now. There's no free speech going on traditional television channels. Like, in fact, television channels themselves are a joke. If you even just look at I don't have cable TV anymore. I still have my HD TV, but it's just the rabbit ears. And I actually I get some really good reception on that and get some quality PBS in HD. But what's amazing is they'll have PBS and then it'll be like PBS-1-2-3-4. There's like four or five different PBS channels going on. There's like these hidden PBS channels that I didn't even know about. And it's like, well, why don't they have just 30 of them, and each of them is a different, loop of one show. It's like cable's a joke now. People used to go to cable like HBO and stuff, because that's where they could get, that was at the time the last bastion of free speech. They could get George Carlin or whoever uncensored, and then that became a hot potato, and then that got infiltrated by corporate America big time. Now you have the HBO is just all about series now. They're all about TV shows. It's not even about movies anymore. And so people have migrated to the internet to be able to. The George Carlins of our day are on the internet now, and they're not on TV anymore. And every once in a while, somebody will go viral enough on the internet, I think, to bump onto mainstream. But they usually fail because the internet's a different thing. It's like a two-way street, a two-way highway. Whereas like traditional media, like TV, newspapers, music, radio stations, radio, terrestrial radio, all that stuff is decaying slowly. This new generation wants—they're the video game internet generation, mobile phone device generation. They want to text back and forth and chat and message board and they want peer to peer interaction. They want direct communication, and that's what's great about Blog Talk Radio is they can even if they can't get call into my show, they can at least go in my chat room and troll me and talk smack and whatever. And express themselves in a way that they couldn't do anywhere else, and feel like they're getting something back. And it's like when you grew up, when I was a kid, I remember a lot of times wishing that I could just go inside the TV, like fucking the Twilight Zone. And now you can with the internet. You can go inside the fucking radio, like here. You can call into me directly. And you can say nigger over and over and over again, and all. And I'll let you do it for about 5 or 6 seconds until I get bored, and then I'll dump you. But you can't do that anywhere else. That's it.
Yep. I have to say, Anonymous and Lulzsec, they have their place, but really the revolution is happening like on Facebook and Twitter, and really when people form their own groups spontaneously, and it just, you know, it conglomerates into these huge movements that you see in the Arab Spring. Not to sell Anonymous short or anything, but
right on. I'm going to bring Kishu on. Kishu's been muted for a while. Let's see if she got her thing straight. Kishu, are you still there?
Hi, Ben. Sorry,
hey.
I was muted as well.
Hey, baby. You're on with Javier and Billy Wild. Wait, Billy, is that right? Billy Wild.
Walsh, baby, Walsh.
Billy Walsh.
Billy Walsh.
I like Wild. I can go with Wild.
Billy
with
Walsh. No, I forgot. Billy Walsh, my bad. Yeah, it's Billy Walsh, Javier, and Kishu, and Vincent LeBay. Alcoholic's here, too, but, of course, he's going to have a crappy mic, so we'll just check in with him real quick. Alcoholic, are you doing all right over there? You got to get a drink?
Sack life.
What?
Sack life.
Again, I have
sack
no...
Sack for life, Ben. Sack for life.
Okay, sack for life. Thank you. Again, thank you for the translation. I don't drink alcohol, so maybe that's why I don't understand what he says.
I'm not drunk. I just had less than 3 days. I'm, like, hallucinating and losing my mind. Ugh.
Delirium tremens.
What's that? What'd you say, Javier? I don't understand Korean. Can you please say that in English?
What?
Exactly.
Something tremens.
Delirium tremens? Is that a band? What is that?
It's
the DTs, man.
It's like the toxin of booze. Yeah. That.
No.
Not ringing a bell. Not ringing a bell. Sorry.
Like when an alcoholic?
Withdrawals, honey.
Yeah,
withdrawals.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And they like hallucinate and tremble and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They vomit and shit. That's pretty gross.
I never really had that problem with alcohol. Thank God.
What?
I never really get hungover or feel sick, or I've never like drank enough to where like I would get a detox, I guess, or whatever. But I did have a problem with opiates, so that's the worst detox ever. Oh God.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I am extremely, like, I'm tired, but I'm, like, wired. I don't know why. I'm, like, I have all this anxiety, and I can't sleep, and I keep trying to sleep, and I just can't. And I really think I'm starting to lose my mind. I was outside, and, like, the ground was moving around, and, like, looking at the moon, and it was moving, like, in a circle, and just, yeah, I'm hallucinating, and I'm losing it. I probably shouldn't even be here. I'm really happy because Billy Walsh came through. Hell yeah. Always wonderful to hear from you. So.
Hi, Kishu.
Hi.
Billy, I think since the last time I talked to you, Billy, Kishu has come and visited me in San Francisco. She was here for like a week. It's been, what, 2 weeks now
June
that she was here.
June 3rd through the 9th.
Yeah. We hung out, we met in person for the first time, and we had a really mini drama, little saga. We met, we hit it off really well, became great friends. Then we hooked up, and it was kind of like sort of like the moonlighting syndrome, where like Bruce Willis and who's that chick that he hooked up with in Moonlighting? There was like the sexual tension all that time, and once they finally like hooked up, the show was like all down, jumped the shark. It was like all downhill from there. It's kind of what happened. So by the end, we were kind of just over it, and now we're just back to being pals and friends on the air. She's great. So there's
yeah,
some new drama that's unfolded.
We had a blast. It was really a blast. I loved it.
You were talking about Lulzsec earlier. I actually navigated into their one of their IRC chats today. There was like literally like 1,000 people in there. That was the most amazing thing I've ever witnessed.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Anonymous servers, I used to go on them and there'd be like, oh, a couple hundred at most. Interesting. I ought to go on there. I think the Jester hit them.
Yeah, today. after that happened, when I was on the Ghost show, while I was with him, I went onto their Twitter and I looked and I saw that they posted that chat. So I logged in and I was like, holy shit. So I went in there and I spammed the Ghost show and we called in the number and left the Ghost calling number. But unfortunately, I don't think they called. They called. I think they've been so goddamn overwhelmed that we're just like a blip in the map. But that was so that I got a rush out of that though for sure.
Oh yeah, I it's always exciting going on those hacker chats. You don't ever know who's going to hack you and turn you into a bot.
Oh, I love being botted. Ishu, can I bot you sometime? Can we bot tonight?
You can bot me anytime, baby.
All right. Hey, let's take another call here. We got a block number here, 111. You're on the air with Vince, Kishu, and Billy, and Javier. What it do?
Hi, I have a question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I'm a black African-American man, and when I have anal sex, it's hard to see the shit on my cock. What should I do about that?
I would say we don't have any African Americans on the panel, but we do have one dirty Mexican who lives south of the border. His name is Javier, and I'll let him field this question. Go ahead, Javier.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, well, I'm an African American, and when I have anal sex, it's hard to see the shit on my cock. Can you help me out here?
Does that happen to you, Javier? Like you'll have butt sex, and then your cock is kind of the same color as
it's just hard to clean yourself. You know, don't know if you should shower or what.
Yeah, you don't know if you're done wiping or not. I've always wondered that about black people. How do they know they're clean?
It's really difficult. That's why we smell so bad.
It's a smell. Yeah. You need to smell.
You just instinctively know.
Yep.
Okay, there's your answer. Thanks for calling, dude. Appreciate the call, bro.
You put, like, your fingers in your dick, and then you smell them. If they smell bad, you need to wash. If you don't.
There you go. There it is. That's real talk. Goofy Bones here. Let's bring on, speaking of dirty Mexicans, the Goofy Bones here. Goofy, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Goofy? I can't believe you're still conscious at this point. You were so plastered on your show.
No, I'm just chilling. I'm waiting for some chick to come over. But she ain't coming. I've been waiting for like an hour and shit, so I'm just chilling.
My God. What a mess. Yeah. There you go. Goofy bonnet,
buddy. I won $50 for Will because he said I can't drink more than 10 drinks on my show. And I drank the whole bottle, which was 8 drinks, so I won.
Shit.
Actually, you said it's 8 drinks. It's the challenge was 10. It sounds like you came up too short. Too short.
No, but I drank the whole bottle. We don't have no more bottles to keep it going. So I won.
All right. Do we have to get freaky?
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Gene Simmons, man. Did you hear what he did?
What did he do?
He got his lady mad. She walked off Joy Breuer, Brahar. What's her name? Joy Brewer? Show?
Joy Behar. Joy Behar.
Behar. Behar. I want to fuck her.
I do not. I think she's disgusting. I think Joy Behar is hideous.
Fuck it.
All right, what the fuck's going on in my chat room right now? Why is there suddenly 45 users in my chat room? You pieces of shit. Is there some thread going on is there some thread going on somewhere that I should know about? Seriously, I never get 46 listeners in. I went from having 17 I added 30 listeners in like 20 seconds. What is going on here? Seriously.
Where the fuck's Tozeki? I want to fucking kick that fool's ass.
Tozeki is asleep. It's past his bedtime. It's past your bedtime, too, you piece of garbage.
Hey, do you know what? Do you know why he's mad at me, Vin? Do you know why? Because he wanted me to turn against... Yeah, he wanted me to turn against Ghost. He wanted me to troll him and do stupid shit to turn on Ghost. I told him I ain't doing that shit, motherfucker. Shit.
No,
I'm
dude,
loyal
Ghost
to Ghost,
is your,
bitch.
I know, no, Ghost is your... Ghost is... What is he, your spiritual father or
my
something
spiritual
like that?
Father. Spiritual father. He's my spiritual father, man. Like, fuck. But he don't care. He'll just hang up on me.
Oh, he hung up on me too, bro. He hangs up on everybody. Dude, I was his co-host for a half hour today, and at the end of the half hour, what does he say? Thank you, Vince. Thanks for coming out. No, he just hangs up on me and says, Vince, people say you gotta go.
Like,
what the fuck is that? People say, wait, you didn't even give me a second to say, like, all right, thanks, Ghost. Later. What a dick. All right, speaking of dick, it's time to get freaky, everybody. You guys ready to get freaky? I got a lady on the line that wants to get freaky. You want to get freaky?
Hey, can I kiss Keisha before I go?
Yeah, go ahead. Make out with Keisha real quick.
Goofy.
All right. All right, hang on there, Goofy. You can, I mean, if you...
I'm going to the couch, Vince.
All right, yeah, go in the lounge. Go in the BTR lounge. Well, actually, can you clean the shitter? Somebody had like crazy diarrhea. I don't know. Somebody ate the cafeteria food and took a dump.
No,
can
you know
clean
who
that
shitter. You know who shitter took a dump? Debbie
what?
Daly. She ate some rotten ass eggs, and she's been taking shits for every 20 seconds, and that's why her stomach hurts today, people, because she's been eating eggs, troll eggs. Don't eat your troll eggs, people, because they'll fuck you up. Troll eggs.
What?
Troll eggs? Like troll aids? Troll aids spells relief. All
right, no,
thanks.
Troll eggs. Eggs. Oh. Eggs.
Yeah. All right, whatever. That's just as bad. Just as bad. Thank you. Thank you, Goofy Bone. Appreciate it, bro.
Good night.
All right. Yeah. Night-night. There you go, Goofy Bone coming through. Let's see, now we have... it's time to get freaky, folks. I'm sorry, I have to get freaky. Melissa Hopkins is here to be freaky with me, so I'm going to bring her on. It's time...
The freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. These are the tales, the freaky tales.
Aw, yeah.
These are the tales that I tell so well.
Right, that's a Bay instrumental. Short dog in the hizzle. Shouts out Melissa Hopkins, you're the lucky female to get freaky with me tonight. What's going on, baby?
Boy, I'm gonna get so freaky on you, you can't believe it.
Oh, that's what I thought, honey buns. What's on your mind tonight?
I cannot figure out this fucking new board. This new board on
BTR. Oh, I love
BTR.
It. Don't you love it? Don't you love it?
No, I hate it. I cannot fucking change my tags for my show tomorrow.
I love it. I love it. I love the new
How the
studio.
Hell do I change my tags?
The new studio is badass. No, you book your show the way you used to in the past.
Right, and I did it in...
And yeah, and
you put the
tags on. You put, yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't show up in my new board.
All right,
I'm
you are
able
really
to
turning
do.
Me on, sister. Oh man, I'm getting
I
so hot here.
On you.
Oh yeah, work it.
No, I'm getting even hotter because Annie and Nana.
Oh, so hot. She's now Kishu's touching herself. This is getting hot.
So really wet on this one because I want to put in War Palin.
Oh yeah. Oh, we should
Obama
get Sarah
fundraiser.
Palin. You call Sarah Palin. Anybody has Sarah Palin's number? Can somebody dox? Can Lulzsec get Sarah Palin's number?
How the fuck did you change the tag? I can edit the show. You know how you can do it right there, which I love. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can
right?
do it mid-show, too. You can do it during the show. It's brilliant. I love it.
Did that. Can do categories. Can do everything. Time. I can create a short link, but I cannot change my tag. How the hell do I change my tag?
Your text?
Tag.
Tags? You can't. You can't. Sorry.
You fags?
Sexiest voice on Blog Talk Radio cannot tell me how to change my tag.
No, baby. No. I can change your oil. I can change your batteries in your vibrator, but I cannot change
the fucking VCR tab. Someone mentioned the bullet.
Yeah, that was earlier today. That was my homegirl.
No, the bunny. The bunny. That's all I'm going to say.
The bunny is worth
bunny. The bunny. Bunny. The bunny. The bunny.
But I still need to know about the tag.
Hey, honey, you want to touch my bunny? My bunny. I got new AA batteries for you, bunny.
You know, I could get you to sing at some point.
We can freaky with it, honey.
Do you have any suggestions? I have 8 hours till my show. No, 7 hours and 49 minutes.
We're going to get freaky, honey. Let's take some more calls.
Yo, Ben.
Yeah, what's up, homie?
So, if you have a three-way with your girlfriend and her friend,
yeah,
you're technically, you are cheating on her or not?
No.
Ben's a horrible lover. She tells me all the time.
We're sharing. What are you kidding? Are you kidding me? We're both freaks. We're all freaks here. Come on. All right, let's see if we have another freak on the line. I have a caller from a block number. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, baby.
Yeah?
What are you wearing, girl?
I think he's talking to Melissa. What's up? What are you wearing?
Me?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
I'm actually in a very, very nice dress. It's a very nice...
How rude. That was pretty rude, actually. That was rude. Just for that, you need to go on.
I'm glad I didn't
hear
it.
So he's going to go into timeout. And we'll bring on...
I didn't hear what he said, but he sounded sexy.
I think during that segment we lost Billy, but I think he might be back. Let me double check. Area code 540, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, it's me. I'm back.
All right, cool, man.
Had some connection issue.
Yeah, no worries. It happens to the best of us. We're just taking calls. You haven't missed shit. We had a failed troll a second ago. Huh, surprise. All right, here we go. During the last 10 minutes, Billy, my chat room has gone from 17 users to 51. And so apparently something has been... I don't know. Something's going on. Something's been cross-posted and posted. And well, here we go. But we don't really have that many callers. But there are a few. And we got one here from a 111 number. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What's on your mind?
All right. I was just going to say that I was having over 9,000 affairs with my friends, family, you name it, all of them. But it's just been all day just pap, 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 pap.
Yeah, I know the feeling. And he hung up. That was it. I didn't even have to boot him. That's easy. Good times, good times. Goofy, are you still coherent? Goofy, are you there?
Hey, where's Melissa Hopkins?
She's right here. She's right
here.
She's getting freaky for you.
Hey, Melissa, let me fucking hit it just once.
And then you
can tell the world how...
Show me your genital.
What?
Who's playing that genitals?
Hey, hey, Melissa Hopkins. Let me hit it just once, and then you could tell everybody on Blog Talk Radio how big dick the has.
You hit it, and I'll hit you right back, man.
Oh, damn.
Oh, there you go.
Damn.
That's a good woman.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Holy shit.
I want to toss you in the air.
I want tags.
You want to be tagged? Shit, I'll call a bunch of homeboys.
Not a bad comeback.
We're up to 63 users. Shit is popping up in the popping off in the chat room.
It must be the events.
What? What's that, Melissa?
It must be me.
Yeah, it's you. All these kids love MILF. They want MILF. They want more cougar. Wow.
Let me.
Please, God, forgive me. I've sinned. I'm sorry, Lord Jesus. Please forgive me. Please, I didn't mean to treat Melissa Hopkins like a sex object. I actually have no physical attraction to her whatsoever. I don't know why it came over me. I have no clue what came over me. I was just trying to be comedic. I don't know. Let's take some calls. Area code 734, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, is that Melissa Tompkins over there?
She's right here. What's up?
Oh, man. You have Melissa. Can you come over? You have no idea what I do to your titties, girl. They're not ready to be motorboats.
You can find them.
I want
to
find
them.
You got it.
Me and this other bro are going to come over to your house, and we're going to fucking plow the shit out of you. I promise you.
Oh, man, don't call me your bro.
Dude, you're my bro.
Thank God so many people are drunk. I'll never remember this.
Hey, Melissa, let a dirty Mexican just nut all up in you, for real.
Now, I was halfway listening, and I heard something about black and how to clean it off, and... that's about as far as I got,
black,
and that's about as far as I want to go.
Black? Who's black?
Brown, here? Black, I don't give a shit.
Well, you're letting brown dicks inside you. I don't know if I can touch that now.
Damn, now I feel like a burnt Mexican. You call me black.
Yeah.
I said brown or black.
Let me just hit it so you can just shut your fucking mouth.
Like I said, I'll be right back.
Let me just do it. Come on, we'll be live on the Debbie
Daly Show. Patriot Greg.
We could be live on the Debbie Daly Show. And we could fuck you.
Are you ever going to play my song? Can everybody just shut up?
No, never, never, never playing your song. That was last night. That was last night we did your song, right?
No, last night you screwed me over last night, hardcore.
Hey, look at hey, you Mexicans! Can all the Mexicans please shut up? Okay, new rule: the next 5 minutes is Mexican free. I'm muting Goofy Bone, and I'm muting this guy Javier. Sorry, you're.
And did
Mexican.
You hear my song?
Nothing personal. Nothing. I am not playing your song, Melissa. Fuck you! Are you kidding me? You're lucky you even are on my show.
You still
God damn
nice.
It! All right, let's see. We got some more calls. Block number 000. You're on the air. What's up? Hello?
Snega? Snega?
Yeah.
Snega?
Yeah.
Snega?
Yeah.
Snega?
Uh-huh.
Snega? Snega?
Is that a soundboard or is that Moxie?
It sounds like Moxie, doesn't it?
Patriot Greg.
Oh, God.
Run up, silly Negro.
Anywho, all right, fine. You guys are acting like children. I will treat you like children. Melissa Hopkins is hanging tight with me. She's taking calls. If you gentlemen, I know a lot of these kids. I see some of these kids have their pink fonts, so I know some of these kids are those are internet butt stalkers of Ghost. So I know some of you guys are little fruity little 20-year-old kids with nothing better to do because you're a summer
nice,
bag.
I'm
in
my early 20s.
What? Yeah, well, you're not
early
20s,
so you don't
you're not a summer fag, though.
Fucking summer fags.
Yeah, tell them, Billy, why don't you talk to these summer fags and tell them a thing or two?
You know, back in my day, 4chan was fun to go to, and it was funny, and it was just generally a lot less cancer. It's just pure cancer now. You know, just a bunch of summer fag cancer.
Wow, What kind of laugh was that? That was happening.
Oh, come on, Melissa. We all know but your story. We all know your story.
You're just jelly.
What is it?
Yeah. You're jelly. You know what that means, or are you too old?
I'm too old. I don't know.
Yeah, I figured.
Why don't you tell me?
It means jealous. I mean, come on. It's obvious.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, God.
When I first heard the term, you jelly, I thought that it meant, like, jelly as in, like, jello, like you're melting for somebody, like you have a crush on them. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, that's not a bad
thing. Forever, I thought that that's what jelly meant. For, like,
not a bad
months.
Interpretation.
Yeah, well, I made myself look like a fool over it. But whatever. I was telling people that I had crushes on that I was jelly for them. Oh, God.
Okie dokie, let's take some calls here. We got somebody from the 707. You're on the air. What's up?
Melissa, you know what would be a huge turn on for me? If you get some Cool Whip, put on the little kitty's dick, and I want to watch you fuck the little kitty.
Little being the key word, isn't it?
The kitty, the little kitty dick. Oh, you're naked? There's a 14-year-old girl here. You're chasing the cat around with Cool Whip, and I want you to do that. Is this accurate? You're too young, but here's some Bacardi and rum and a condom. You probably don't want me. I'm a little old for you. I'm 51. Is that okay?
Yeah, you sound 51.
You're pretty hot for 51, yeah, dude.
I am very attractive.
Come over to my house, baby.
You though. Feel good.
No, Vince is more my style.
Well,
we can hit it.
Can I hit it raw dog?
You can hit it with me, baby. Raw dog anytime.
Raw dog? I will pull out so you don't get pregnant. Laugh out loud.
Lulz.
Yeah.
That was Lulzy. That was Lulz. That's for sure. Let's take.
I hope you can handle it.
She can handle it. Trust me. She is VITB approved. All right. Let's just say there was a little bit of VITK going on. If you know what I'm saying.
Vince and the Kishu baby.
There's a secret love affair going on there.
Let's talk to Jack Arsimian. Jack
Kissing
Arsimian,
in the tree.
What's going on, brother? Jack Arsimian, you're on the air. What's up, bro?
What's up, bro? Nothing much. Just I was just wondering, Colin, like, what's actually going on in this place? Because I have no fucking idea. I'm just been listening. People are talking about how they're jelly and
are you
not, not really going
old,
anywhere.
That. Are you 12 years old, by the way?
Oh no, can't say I am.
You sound kind of northern.
Age, sex, location.
From Canada, bro.
Location. Huh?
From Canada.
What's the area code?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on timeout, Jack. You figure it out, and we'll check back with you later. Let's see. Area code 410. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
I asked you first.
He is the host.
Fag.
All right. Figure it out, bro. Area code 111. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Vince? I got a question from Melissa. I've heard that after a certain age, women aren't able to self-lubricate, down there. What do you use? Do you just use baby oil or, like, butter?
Down
where?
I'm 24, but I know this because I'm perma-wet, baby. But they have actually, like, almost like vaginal suppositories that you put up in you, and they release lubricant into your vagina. And last couple of days, it's pretty wet, dude. I've done it. I've used them a few times because I am perma wet, but still, you know, like I like to be, you know, dripping wet, baby.
I love it too, baby. Well, I mean, how about you, Melissa? Melissa, how about your answer?
I don't think I could have said it any better.
Oh, so you basically concur with her. You women disgust
better.
Me. I'm sorry. I'm putting you women on mute. Billy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to witness this. These slutty whores. I can't believe them. I know Billy. You're upstanding guy. You're a class act, and you deserve better. And I appreciate you hanging out with me and being sort of my impromptu guest for tonight's festivities. But I don't know if you noticed, I played a little clip of a gentleman named Patriot Greg, and he's a regular here on Blog Talk Radio. He's got his own show. And a former member, a caller of my show, developed a term that we coined here on the program called Patriot Gregging. And that's when, like, you typically, when you have a Skype connection and you're, like, stealing your Wi-Fi off of your neighbor and you're on some Fisher-Price netbook, you have, like, a choppy connection and the caller will call in and out. We'll cut in and out, and we call that instead of saying, "Hey, your audio is all fucked up," we coined the term Patriot Gregging. So when you hear that, that's what that means. And there's a story behind it. I just told it to you, and the guy behind it is an amazing individual, and I have him on the line right now, and I'm going to take a quick little break. I've got some calls lined up. I have some people on hold, and our last caller, King, I know that's you, King. I recognize your voice. You don't need to be shy or Kyoto or whatever the fuck you're going by tonight. Hang on there. I see you on the line. I'm going to bring you back with Melissa. I know you guys want to get down, but I need to have my friend Patriot Greg bless the show right now and take a little break while he does that, because I can tell there's some nefarious activity going on in my chat room. This is ridiculous. I mean, Vincent the Bay is a phenom on the internet, no doubt about it. You know, I am a stalwart here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, but let's face it, it's internet radio, it's BTR, it's late night, it's the internet. I typically, if I'm lucky, I get 15 to 30 users at any one time in my chat room. Tonight I'm already up to 75, all right? So obviously we have some summer fag, B-tard, wannabe, whatever, prank callers and chat room, chat room warriors. You guys just need to simmer down, all right? And you're polluting my chat room. You're lucky that I believe in free speech and freedom of expression. So I'm not going to censor any of your shit. I'm not going to mute you. I'm not going to do any of that shit. I'm going to let you say your piece. But I'm not gonna just sit here and enjoy it, though. All right, I'm not gonna just like it. All right, I'm gonna take a quick little break, and my friend Patriot Greg is gonna do a blessing. He's gonna bless the show, and hopefully, when I come back, we'll have a respectful exchange of ideas here on the program. After all, it's open lines. I'm freedom of expression, freedom of exchange of ideas. I'm all for it. This is the last bastion. As I said, the last bastion of free speech is right here, baby. And without further ado, Patriot Greg, could you, sir, please lead us in a prayer? Thank you. And before you start the prayer, Patriot Greg, I would like to dedicate this prayer to all the flaming homosexuals inside of my chat room right now. I'm talking about all these kids who've turned their font into pink font because they're, I don't know, they feel like they want to let their freak flag fly, if you will. Well, these flaming homosexuals who are obviously out of the closet and flaunting their deviant behavior, they need to be punished, and I don't care what you say about them. We need to bless this show. So the souls of all of us sane, straight individuals can prosper now and into eternity. So without any further ado, Patriot Greg, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
You're shining down. We on the network?
We're on the network.
Cletus.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That
was
neither.
Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh,
my God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Get him off!
These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch the Bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince the Bay?
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah, right me.
Vince is a slum troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We on the network?
We're on the network.
Yay!
Thank you.
idiots.
I agree wholeheartedly, Ghost. All these faggots in the chat room are idiots. Yeah, and they know, you know they who they are because their font is pink. It's pretty obvious. Homosexual ass clowns, come on. All right, we got Javier back with me, Melissa Hopkins, and Kyoto. What am I calling you tonight? King or Kyoto, or what do you go by? Wait, for real, come on, just on the real. What's up?
You can call me Kyoto.
I like Kyoto better than King, to be honest.
King was stupid Bill Wagner's idea. I never liked
yeah.
it. Never asked
I don't know why you... Yeah.
Called That's myself
a, that,
King.
Okay, may that be the last time you take a cue from Bill Wagner, Kyoto. Yes, Debbie Daly, I said it. I said Bill Wagner, sue me, all right? Report me, whatever you got to do, Debbie Daly. I understand you got to do your due diligence. Gee, I know you do it on every show. I don't know what the hell you're fucking smoking or not smoking, but you better figure it out.
R.I.P. Debbie Daly. Did you hear her tonight? She's dying.
Dude, she's been shutting down her show, like, cracking, like, every night, like, and just shutting it down. I catch her show at around 10:20 every night, and in the last three or four nights, every night, she's been like, oh, I'm just not feeling it. I'm just going to shut her down. No, no big deal. I'm just tired. Just going to start by, just going to shut down my show. Just going to shut it down early. Oh, no, no biggie. Tonight, though, I called, I did call in. But before I called in, I tuned in again around 10:20 my time, Pacific time, and she was again on this whole tip like, oh, I'm just not feeling good. But she sounded like really choked up, and I was like, holy shit! It sounded like she was sick though. I thought she had like a cold or something. And she's like,
That's
no, Vince, I don't have a cold. I was just crying really, really hard. I was like, are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? This woman's acting. You people realize this woman is acting. She's an actress. It's like Ghost, but with PMS. All right, it's the same thing. She's putting you all on. I don't know why people don't see through it more easily. She's a total hoax.
Evil deceiver.
She's a total hoax. She's trolling all of you. All right, so just get it straight. Anyway, Kyoto, you're back with Melissa Hopkins, by the way. So I don't know if you wanted to continue to grill her, or should we take calls, or what's up? We got some
callers.
Have I
talked to Kyoto before?
You sure you have?
Oh. Sorry.
You were too drunk to remember. It's
no,
all good. All right.
It just wasn't memorable.
I fathered your second child. You might not know this, but I work in the lab where your eggs were submitted, and I'm the one who jerked it into the tube. So
now I remember you.
Yeah, well, you remember my semen.
Jesus Christ. Keisha, you're back, too,
well,
just so you know you're alive.
Yeah, I did want to get a clear response from Melissa about the dry bag thing, how she got that, how she got it slick. Because it's got to be like sandpaper down there, you know, without any... I've heard egg whites work quite well.
So it sounds like you've tried just about everything with old hags that you've been with?
Yes, I have. That's why I'm saying egg whites
work
quite
well. That's the line he uses on. Yeah, that's the line he uses on every old hag. He uses that line on every old hag. It's a stock line. All right. Speaking of lines, we got a ton of people waiting. So while you guys are trying to idly chit chat,
you even have Desert Rose in your chat. That's wow.
No shit. Are you shitting me? Desert Rose is in the building. Oh, Desert
yeah.
Rose, call in, honey. Would love to have you on the panel, honey. Melissa Hopkins, to be honest.
Oh,
is,
she just left as I said that. She left.
I haven't gone anywhere.
I haven't gone anywhere.
Oh, no, you're still here. Sorry. This new switchboard is weird. Like, you have to scroll down, and it's kind of funky, and it doesn't quite all...
It's not working for me so far. I'm not digging it right
now. I love it.
Now.
I love it. I think it's so much better. I think it's a great improvement. I like it. So let's take some more calls, shall we? We got a block number, 111. You're on the air. What's up?
How can you justify making a radio show when you are so fat?
Me? Or
no,
that would be Vince.
That's me. I've actually lost a
really
lot. I've lost a lot
life.
Of weight. You haven't
very
seen
attractive.
Me lately. All the pictures that are out there.
I'm hot.
All right, somebody is making a fucking boatload of noise, and it is not working out.
Not
so
me.
I am starting to mute some folks, and... Oh, no. Wait. Oh, are you rickrolling me? Is that what you're doing? You're rickrolling me. That's what he did. Are you serious? You're rickrolling me. Is that what you're doing? And you just hung up. Oh, what a pussy. What a pussy. See, I love this new switchboard because it gives you a little pop-up that says the caller dropped. I love it. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say, Melissa.
I'm just enjoying the show.
Let's take another call. Let's take another call here. Area code 200, block caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, that's you. What's up?
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound great. Who is that? I can't identify yourself.
Good. Hey, I actually just had a question for Kishu.
Go ahead. She's on the line. Go ahead, Kishu.
Okay, because she was talking about that nasty shit that she puts in her pussy to get herself wet. But I was wondering how often she has to douche from it.
Actually, to be honest, like I douche maybe once a week just for the hell of it because I like to feel clean. And it's not, you don't have to douche from using that shit. It's actually balances the shit in your vagina and
it's a lot cleaner.
The thing about it is that women that don't know about this shit, like, I feel really bad for them. I really do. Because you probably have nasty vaginas. Like, it balances everything, so you're not too wet and you're not wet, you know?
Exactly.
It balances your pH levels. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I actually, because I do see my gyno on a regular basis like you should, and she actually mentioned that the only reason you should douche is if you have odor. And it doesn't really clean anything. It just masks the odor. So if you're taking care of yourself, you really shouldn't have to douche once a week. It's like a rare occasion type deal.
Yeah,
like
no,
if you have
I know. My gyno has told me that before, too. I just enjoy doing it, to be honest.
So hang on a second. I just want to say something else, too. Not to be rude, but I have some concerns kind of for you. Because the stuff, the refreshing, that shit that you put in inside yourself, man, that's used for a lot of shit, like yeast infections and odor and just like, I don't know that if I were a dude and I would want to have sex with somebody and I knew they had that shit inside them, I would be really afraid for the healthy safety of my dick.
Caller, that's interesting you bring up that point. I was talking to a friend of mine a friend of mine offline. We're having a conversation. And he lives in the Midwest and he hooks up with this chick and he knows that I'm a friend of her because, you know, I'm on the internet, I'm Vincent the Bay, I get around. And he asks me for a little heads up on what's going on, because he kind of has the same scenario as you described, kind of concerned about what's going up the snatchola. And this chick apparently had some really nasty, I don't know, cottage cheese looking, smelling, not cottage cheese, smelling. It was sort of moldy cottage cheese and tuna. Was his words.
Called a yeast infection.
Yeah, that's what he said. So this woman, oh, I don't know, let's call her Angel. Let's just say she's because she is really an angel. I mean, she looks like an angel. She's beautiful, but Angel apparently has some sort of Swiss cheese action going on between the legs. You know what I'm saying? So I implored this gentleman that he should steer clear of this Angel, and maybe think about taking a little trip down to the clinic. If you know what I'm saying. Appreciate the call, though. Appreciate the call. Let's go to the next caller. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Hey, I just wanted to play a little tune for you, see if you like it.
Oh, that's badass. Go for it, bro.
Really?
Is that one that you appreciate?
Yeah, of course. Why not? Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't play much of it. Thank you for that brief excerpt.
No.
You got anything else?
No.
What else? What else?
Sure, I got more.
No, you don't have any other songs, just that song? So let me take a. I don't know what the fuck's going on here. So who let that bee in here? Why is there a bee? Why is there a bee in the studio? Can somebody please tell me why there's a bee in the studio?
Engineer, is there a reason why 50 rubles? Is there a reason why there's a bee in the studio? Is this something I should know about?
I'm going to check the chat room. Let me take a look at the chat room and see what's going on in there. Maybe that will... That's what my engineer is saying. He's saying, dude, look at the chat room. Let me see. Let me open... I haven't checked that lately.
I better look at
it.
Yeah,
you should open it. Yeah, let's look at it together. Let's see.
Okay, I'm getting some private
open up the
chat here.
Holy shit. What the fuck is this? Who are these fucking faggots? Oh, my God. I want to talk about a cancer. Oh my God, I can't look at that. I'm sorry, I had to close that. All that pink font. What the hell's going on with that? Seriously, who thought of that? Who thought that the pink font was like a good idea? It just hurts my eyes.
Oh, now I'm saying it. Who are these people? I've never seen half of these names before.
They're B-tards. They're B-tards. You want to talk to some of them? There's some of them on the line right now that want to talk to you, Melissa.
They want to talk to me.
Yeah, of course.
They want to talk to me?
Yeah, you talking to me?
They love you, baby.
Uh-huh.
Melissa
no, they really just want to get the keys to you.
Well, let's see what this caller
went.
Let's see what this caller went. Hang on. Keep your panties on, girls. Blocked caller, you're on the air. What's up? Oh, they hung up.
Boy, they're quick on the uptake, aren't they?
Oh, come on. Just sack up. Sack up already, you people. Let's go back to that caller that was telling us about the yeast infection stuff. What's up, caller? Are you still there? Are you getting a text message there? Hello, caller. Caller on the air. It was a female caller that was calling about some sort of...
Oh, come on. Move on.
Okay. She's unmuted, but she's not talking. I know who it is. It's a little heavenly friend of mine. Let's go to... we got a call here.
Baby.
Hang on. We got a caller here. Area code 310. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's your deal with this new faggotry stuff? I mean, don't you understand this concept of continuous inheritance of the earth? There's no such thing as a true generation.
What? All
right, my bad. I stand corrected. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
No
moving on, we got, let's see, who else do we have here? Oh, Alcoholic's still here. We haven't heard from him in a while. Alcoholic, we're making the rounds here on the board, if you will. Well, what's up with you, dude?
Fapping.
You're just fapping. Just fapping. Good. Good to hear. All right. Good checking in with you. We got 12 minutes to go. Call in 347-826-7667. The number. Chat room is still popping off. I like it.
I get to ask a question while you're waiting for the next call?
Yeah, go ahead. What's the question?
Well, now, Keishu got a nice visit with you in San Francisco. Do I get the same?
I don't know.
I might get jealous. I might get jealous.
Oh, Keishu would get jelly no matter what. But, yeah, absolutely. Your boys and you, or I know you've sent me some messages.
I was planning my trip today, literally by the hour, and where I need to stay.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're in the Bay, look
me up.
I think
they need to see the San Francisco the bridge, don't you think?
Which one? There's too many. There's like...
No, the Golden Gate.
Oh, yeah.
And then take the 580 back over to the 5.
I'm going to be back there in August. You should just come hang out with both of us.
Yeah.
We're going to go to
outside
land.
We're going to go to outside land.
I'd love to meet Keisha.
Hell yeah. See some Arctic monkeys. I'm so excited for that. Oh, my God. You know, that's the whole, like, the big reason why I want to go and see the Arctic Monkeys. Like, I've seen them live a few times, and it's amazing. Alex Turner is a god. Oh, he makes me so wet. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that. And they have a new album coming out, and it's just, like, this is amazing. I cannot even wait. Everybody should check it out. I think it's sfoutsidelands.com.
Yes, it is.
And I will be there.
It is. And the limousines are going to be there, and Lyrics Born is going to be there, and who else? The Arctic Monkeys, a whole bunch of gay bands are going to be there. It's going to be fun, and I'm going to try to get some of these people. I think I could probably get the limousines on the show. I think I could probably get Lyrics Born on the show. I don't know about the Arctic Monkeys, but
that's
kind of
cool.
I do know some people. Believe it or not. I used to do a lot of videography for bands, and so there's two main promoters that promote that show, and one of them I used to do some, they do management for bands as well, and I used to do some videography for them, and I've gotten press passes from them in the past.
Great
so.
Bands come out of San Francisco. I used to spend a lot of time there when I was young.
Yeah.
Sir.
Right, Cougar. Let's take some calls. We got less than 10 minutes to go. 9 minutes to go. 111. You're on the air.
Yep.
Yeah. Who's that?
All right, dude. I'm going to Outside Lands too. You wanna hang out?
Absolutely.
Oh
bro.
Yeah,
let's meet at the bathhouse. Let's meet at the bathhouse before, and I'll give you a. I'll give you an anal reaming.
I'm here.
Call.
I'll post
appreciate
it in the chat.
Appreciate it, bro. Let's go to another call. Block number 200. Caller 200, you're on.
And we can make out at Outside Land.
Now, is this a soundboard of Moxie, or is this actually Moxie?
What the hell is that?
That's Moxie, but I can't tell if it's a loop or if it's actually her. Mark, is that you or is that a...
annoying. Her voice drives me nuts. Like, I can't even
it's
see
annoying.
It anymore.
It's somebody with a sound, Moxie. See, people troll me. Moxie used to call into my show way back in the day. She called in to my show for like... She called me like three days in a row. She called into my show, and people think she was like a co-host or something. And so people like take those three shows and cut together little loops of them, and it makes soundboards, and they call in and make me think that I'm talking to Moxie when... Moxie's been dead from BTR for months. I don't know why they try to keep the dream alive. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince the Bay. We got 7 minutes left. Don't forget, we have Javier, my good friend, my compadre, Javier. Javier, what's going on with you, man? All right, you've been quiet over there. Are you fapping or something? What's up?
Nah, I'm just chilling, you know, hearing the show.
All right. Very well then. Hey, well, we got such a...
You want to do some, like, Spanish memes?
Yeah, Spanish memes, absolutely. Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. We do have enough time for a couple of Spanish memes. remind me, I'm at some point I'm going to have to make a little jingle, a little Spanish meme jingle. It's time for Spanish memes with Javier. And basically, Javier, what he's going to do is you in the chat room, you can submit memes to him, and he will translate them into Spanish for you. Now, Javier, do you have any already ready for us?
Nope.
Oh, all right, well, we'll start off with something basic. How about over 9,000?
Over 9,000?
Sí.
Más de 9,000.
Once again, louder.
Más de 9,000.
There you go. So submit your various memes to us in the chat room or by calling in, and he will translate them for you. Now, Kyoto is also with us. Now, Kyoto, you know Japanese, I believe?
Yeah.
Kent, now
yes.
what is over 9,000 in Japanese?
In Japanese, that would be Acho Akoka Iwa.
You fucking troll. You fucking new fag piece of
Acho
shit.
Acho Akoka Iwa.
He said it different the second time.
That was way better. See, that's how you know it. See, I'm a former director. I went to film school. I directed my own short film.
Where'd you go?
It played film festivals.
Go?
I went to San Francisco State.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's
I made
cool.
some short film. I made the festival circuit round. The B circuit, if you will. I wasn't fucking.
I'm actually thinking of going to grad school there.
Oh, good luck. It's a public school. I mean, it's a state school. You get what you pay for. It's cheap relative to.
Muted again.
Yeah.
No, you're not muted, bro. You're live. We have 5 minutes to go.
Oh,
everybody's gonna be live in a second. I'm gonna put on the music. We got less than 5 minutes to go, so it's gonna be a free for all in a second.
Chicago in Pumare.
Exactly.
This is for his mother.
So I'm gonna queue up the music here before I get out of here.
De los pantalones.
How'd that IVF work out for you there, Melissa?
Buenas noches.
All right, I didn't even cue the music, and they're already getting into it.
Chicago in the leche.
You want the milk?
Beso mi culo.
Más cervezas. That's all I know.
The Tacoma boy's mother says the Secret Service grabbed him out of class last Friday for what he.
Oops, wrong clip. My bad.
Adolescente es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
And once again, Javier, that translates to what?
That means, realizing for all life form, completing destructive, invading, dangerous for the integrity of the all, the man. Man. There you go.
All right. While you're trying to figure that out, I'm going to unmute all the lines on the board.
Are you ever going to play my song?
No. What I'm going to do is. I'm going to open up all the lines. Call in now. There's 2 minutes to go. Two minutes, everybody. I'm going to open up the phone lines. It's going to be a free-for-all. This is not like Ghost where he does this radio graffiti bullshit. I don't give you 3 seconds. I give you 3 minutes, all right? But you got to call in now. 347-826-7667 is the number. The mothership is going to... is boarding now, and it's going to launch momentarily. So once again, kids, your boarding pass is 347-826-7667. Thanks so much to Melissa Hopkins, Javier, Kyoto, Angel, Kishu, Alcoholic, and you, the Chit Chatters, with all your gay-ass pink fonts. Semen, I see that. I'll tell you what. You fags who haven't turned your font pink yet, you should do it now. Lock it in, lock and load, as it were. One more shout out to Billy for coming through. Billy Walsh came through. That was awesome. That was unexpected. I loved it. He gave some great insight into the lol sex thing. Lol sex. That would be my. If I did a hacker group, it'd be lol sex. For she's my knees. Anywho, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm going to say goodnight to the live listeners and open it up to the phone lines. I got Kishu live. I've got Angel live. I've got Kyoto live. I've got Melissa Hopkins live. Who else do I have live here? Everybody's live. Anybody who's called into the Vince in the Bay program, you are live. And we're going to get
Melissa Pendeja.
There you go. Wait, except alcohol. Except alcoholic. Everybody except alcoholic is unmuted.
Mama.
What a silly negro.
Melissa.
Qué maricón de mierda, ¿eh?
Don't fuck up the floor,
Kishu. All right, that's it. Hit me out on Twitter.
Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay.
Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And that's it. Check me out tomorrow night. I love you all, and we'll make love to you very, very soon.
See you later, bro.
Late skates. If you guys want to keep keep making sweet love on the air with me, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll bring you guys all back on, whoever wants to stick around for some OT. But we're off the air now. The show is over, live at least. So we'll keep the glory rolling on. And speaking of, Melissa Hopkins dropped off. Sorry. So those of you who are in the Melissa Hopkins fan club, you are Melissa Hopkins has left the building. So that's it. I'm going to take a little rickety break here, and then I'll come back and wrap up things with the post-game wrap-up. And in the meantime, here, wax your carrot to a little of this Arctic Monkeys nonsense, will ya?
Yay. Aw, yes.
Oh shit. Yeah, we're still doing the show. Somebody's got some incredible. That's wow. The switchboard was up to like 15 callers, and that song pretty much bored the balls off of most of them. Only the hardcore have stuck with us. Kishu is here, of course, because she likes song. She's the only one that does, obviously.
Oh, when you
Javier's
like that song,
here.
Sure.
Javier is still here. Javier is Mexican. He has nothing better to do. There's no hubcaps to steal nowadays. Everybody's in a recession. In Mexico, south of the border as well. So he's sticking around. I believe we have Angel still. Angel, are you gonna come out and talk again, or are you gonna just talk some more smack? What's up?
She's mad, bro.
She's mad. Oh, she just hung up. Oh, she's mad.
She's jelly.
She's jelly. You jelly? Wow. Wow. I called her out. Damn. All right, and Kyoto and friends are here. Kyoto and friends.
What's up?
Kyoto and Jane, why don't you guys have your own fucking BTR show already? What the hell? Have you even tried that?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
That's me too, but I'd turn it into a show. You know what you should do? You should go head to head with Debbie Daly. Like schedule your show head to head with her and go into a ratings battle. That would be badass. I think that would be better than her versus Bill Wagoner, to be honest.
Oh, nothing can compete with the wagon. I'm but a neophyte compared to the wagon. I take my orders from Bill Wagoner, as we all do.
Well, he's the final boss, obviously, but still.
And it's
true, BWP for life, baby.
Oh, you fucking people. You and your fucking club.
Did you hear Bill got hacked?
We've all been hacked. Come on.
Right.
No, Bill got double
hacked. LulzSec is out of control. LulzSec is on the loose, and they are just destroying everything. They hacked everybody. Everybody's getting hacked. It's ridiculous. I just don't even do email or any of that shit anymore. I'm getting rid of my phone. I'm just getting off the grid. I'm just doing BTR, and that's it. That's it. I'm done. I can't. I just can't deal.
I'm dialed in on a tin can and a string right now.
You're the smart one, bro. You've got it down. If there's some way you can jimmy rig BTR into that, I'm telling you, take on Debbie Daly one-on-one. You can do it.
There's seven proxies between me and the end of the string, too, so I feel like I'm covered.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. I've been trying to figure out your location, and I'm nothing. Oh, shit. The fight's
are you kidding?
Calling.
I could show up at your doorstep.
In fact, is that you right now knocking?
Who is that? Hello?
See a minute. Sooner than you think. I'm like, fuck, if everybody's coming in August, I want to come break some off from the lip of Melissa Hopkins.
Yeah, dude, August 12th through the
14th. Come on down. Come
on down
to the bay. I mean,
I'm going
to
be there like that whole week, but August 4th through the bay.
Yeah, I think you got to like
fish. God damn it, shut up. August 12th through the 14th.
I'm going to fucking beat your ass, bitch.
Oh, Vince the Bay.
Damn.
You know what? I'm going to come down there in August, and I'm going to, like, hook up with some hot young boy.
I hope so.
Just
I'm gonna
because
hook
you're
up
talking
with a,
so much shit.
I'm going to hook up with a skinny, hot little chick.
I can't, right. Like, you could get anybody even close to my age.
Yeah, Vince only fucks chicks that haven't had kids.
Vince is so lucky to have me, seriously. Like, he's 14 fucking years older than I am.
I'm your dad, or could be your dad.
You could. My dad is fucking 2 years older than you. My
dad
is 4 years old.
That actually made me very uncomfortable when you told me to spank you and say who's your daddy. That's not. I'm not into it.
That's why baby.
I think ultimately, yeah, I'm not sure.
Come on,
Vince. Oh, good times.
I heard
good
you guys
time.
Talking about Manu Chao last night. You were playing.
Oh,
that
I love Manu Chao. I love Manu Chao. Yeah, he just announced a tour. You know what? I got to look that up. He announced tour dates. I never looked at him. Let me Google that.
I saw Manu Chao at Carnival in Cadiz.
Sounds like the place to do it.
It was the shit, dude. Much hash was smoked. Many good times were had. My cousin was living here tonight. I was very happy. It's the best party in the world. I don't give a fuck. Fuck Love Parade, Glastonbury, Suck My Dick, Carnival, and Cadiz. That is the shit right there.
All right, here we go. Manu Chao. Manu Chao tour dates. Not very many U.S. dates. He's doing August in Boston. September, he's in Philadelphia, New York. Two shows at Terminal 5 in New York. He's doing the Fillmore in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bayfront Park in Miami, Florida. Masquerade Park in Atlanta, Georgia. Congress Theater in Chicago. And Austin City Limits. He's doing a bunch of summer dates in Europe.
What about Mexico?
He's doing Fuji Rock Festival in Japan. That's the closest he's getting to Mexico, bro. And to Austin, Texas. Go to Austin City Limits. See him there.
Well,
Fish did a live webcast today. I missed that. I wanted to see that. You know, Fish is going to be at Outside Lands. I wish Manu.
I know. I hate them. Like, I'm probably going to.
Chow was at Outside Lands a couple years ago.
In the corner while they're playing. I can't stand that band. I think I probably just like watched like the three bands that I'm like want to see while I'm there, which is pretty much the Arctic Monkeys, the Decemberists, and the Limousines. There might be a couple more. I can't remember the lineup, but and then I'll probably just get fucked up and just be super drunk and trying to have sex with you the rest of the time.
Okay, right on. Megan Chaffrey. I want to date a chick that writes for like Rolling Stone or some shit.
Am I not good enough for you, Vince? Is this what you're trying to
do? No, you're not. Can you work for Rolling Stone or something like that? Just spin something like that.
Can you drop like 14 years off your age, please?
No, I'm doing fine.
And then you'd be perfect for me.
What are you talking about? Can you shed about 500 pounds?
Can you shed about 500 pounds?
No, I already did. Thank you very much. I already did. Thank you very much, dude. I've lost 45 pounds in the last 3 months.
Yeah,
bitch.
Well, lose another 45.
Move to the bay. Move
to
the bay. Get rid of your car. Move to the bay and walk around this city up and down these hills, and you'll fucking work off that baby fat in no time.
It's going away. Like it's almost gone.
Oh shit!
I'm good to go, baby. Dude, you got about 45 more to go.
Back up. That's my question.
Oh,
you can get rid
dude,
of the baby fat, but you're still rocking sewer pipe down below.
No, when I had her, you know, I had natural birth and all that shit. And originally I was, you know, I didn't rip, thank God. So that was really cool. But I got 4 stitches anyways. And then I was really self-conscious even after that and, like, really uncomfortable about it because it was like, I'm too young to have had a baby, blah, blah, blah. And so I went back and I paid $5,000 to get 10 more stitches, like, 6 weeks after those stitches healed. So I'm good to go. I'm tied as a virgin. Hell yeah, baby. Since then, I've only had sex with 3 people since that procedure.
The funny thing is,
and those 3 people have not complained at all. Definitely.
When I hook up with moms, I just go straight for the butthole. Because it's at least reliable for 3 or 4 minutes.
My butthole is probably looser than my vagina, to be honest. It's been wrecked a few times.
You have to wear a diaper? Or just a skirt and no panties?
Yeah, that's the way I roll, baby.
Fuck yeah. Well, this has been good times, Vince.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Good times.
My question's to Melissa.
Melissa's been gone for a while.
Oh.
You missed her. I had 258 live listeners, 40 callers.
Well, you are infinitely more entertaining, Vince.
Thanks, B-tards. I appreciate it. Oh, it was nothing close to what Debbie Daly numbers, though. I mean, come on, let's be real.
Barrel roll.
I'll never match up to Debbie to the double D's.
Queen of BTR.
She's amazing, isn't she?
She's
a paragon of enlightenment and insight on the internet.
I'm pretty sure she's the number one BTR host for advice on, and on the internet for that matter.
When I want to know what to do, I go to Debs.
Oh yeah.
Don't you, Keisha?
All the time. I love her. I love Debbie Daly. Actually, I got to give her props because she did the girl code the other day with me and gave me some good advice. And out of nowhere, she's just like, "Hey, Keisha, here's some good advice for you." It was awesome. I was really happy.
Wow, she's got a wet spot for you.
That's hot. Gay year.
That's crude. That's crude to say. I.
Right?
I would eat Debbie Daly up. Yeah. You're jelly, then?
I think Melissa Hopkins is jelly. And the attention's not on Melissa Hopkins. She gets very upset.
I don't know. I think Melissa, she has her moments, but she's not so bad.
She raged at Jane.
She got really upset.
I heard about that.
I asked a really innocuous question about her IVF procedures, and she flipped the fuck out. She flipped out.
The hell is IVF?
I don't even know what that means. Yeah, I don't know.
In vitro fertilization.
Oh, right.
Oh, so I found out Moxie blocked me on Skype.
Moxie is
what?
How gay is that?
I don't know. Go hide in a cave or
what
something.
What a little bitch. What a little sore loser. Sore loser.
Why did she block you? Like, what's the Moxie deal? Why is everybody hating on Moxie?
Because she's hating on me for no reason. And
people
are just now coming around to it and figuring out. Because they got to know me and figured out that she's full of shit.
Well, she hates on everybody. Like,
she doesn't have the guts. She doesn't have the guts to call into my show as herself. She's got to call in either with soundboards or as in, in disguise. She has no guts. She's a hack, and she's jelly. Quite frankly, she's just jelly of me for some reason. She's had an axe to grind with me ever since she left my show. She was on my show. I say she was on my show for a good solid month as a regular caller, I even let her like host my show once when I couldn't do it, and she was a regular for sure. If you talk to her, she'll say that she was on my show for like a week, and then she told me at the time she was like 39 going on 40. Suddenly, no, she was trolling me. She's really 33 or some shit like that. Whatever, I don't care. I really don't give a shit. But suddenly, she's all of a sudden got this personal vendetta that she's pulling off on me.
She's just obviously
because,
very insecure,
Yeah, she's very insecure.
Because I liked her. I really did like her. And, she came at all of us, like, you and me and a bunch of other people for no reason. And, she dishes it all out, but she can't take it. And it's silly, and I just don't want anything.
It's really sad.
To
she's a great troll. She's a great troll, but she can't take being trolled. She's like a paper tiger. Exactly. Thank you very much. Exactly. Is it Debbie Daly on the board tonight? What the fuck's the deal? Poor
Listen,
Debbie Daly.
I was sad to hear that Debbie was sick.
I don't know why
she's mad at me.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed too.
No. This is what I think Debbie needs to do. I was going to try to call into Debbie's show and give her this advice. I was going to say, Debbie, look. You sound like you're all fucked up. Just finish your show. Be a fucking man or a woman or whatever the fuck you're trying to be. Be a man up. Be a broadcaster. Finish up your show and then take a break. Just don't do a show for a couple nights. Take a night off. Don't complain about shit. Obviously she's a fucking train wreck, and she can be good when she's on, but she did shows for like a week and 2 weeks straight, and she's got trolled really hard, and she's been getting trolled nonstop. She should just take a night off or a night or two off. She should just take the weekend off. But don't, like, do these half-assed shows where you, like, do it and then you get you act like you're tired of it, but then you come on the air and you're fucking obviously sobbing, crying. You know, unless that's the act, unless that's the shtick, I get it. But you know, come on, at least finish out your show. Don't like fuss out and just half-ass and just give. I'm just tired. I'm just gonna turn it off.
I came.
Right now or during her show?
When she said she was gonna die, I came.
She's gonna die. She's not gonna die. Come on.
That's what she said, dude. She was crying. Said, "Fuck, if I'm not here tomorrow."
What's up with her going? Okay, first of all, I have a question. I admit it. I'm a closet Debbie Daly like freak. I'm just a closet fan. I love her to death. I don't listen to her live as much anymore because she freaks out when I'm in her chat room. So I just catch it on the archives. But oh my god, what a fucking train wreck of a radio personality! And it makes me. I honestly think she's. It's all put on. But last night, she does her show from a hotel room, which was kind of like suspect to begin with. And she's
That's
got this fucked up head.
That's not true, Vince. She was not in a hotel last night.
She said she was at the Four Seasons. Was that last night or was that 2 nights ago?
I called the fucking Four Seasons, the Las Colinas Four Seasons, that she would have been at, and they weren't there.
So she was just trying to cover
She's
up the
liar.
Fact that she had a headset on. She's like, I have this crappy headset. I'm just saying, I'm in a hotel room. I don't know.
She was probably just laying in bed with a laptop, being lazy, too lazy to set up the battle station.
Right, I hear you. Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck? Why would you go to the?
Vic might have
been tired. Why would you go to the Las Colinas Four Seasons and lay in bed and do a 3-hour radio show?
Yeah, that's so random.
Why wouldn't Vic punch her in the fucking face for doing it?
Yeah,
be like,
a true capitalist.
A
true capitalist would be like, "What the hell? That's a waste of capital, you bitch! Shut up and go do that. Do it on your laptop in the kitchen, you whore."
Yeah, exactly. Those rooms are more expensive, though. But they can afford it. Debbie's just sitting around counting her money.
Oh, yeah.
She's a serial liar.
She got that one night she got raided, was it last week? She got hit with it was literally like 500 users in her chat room. I think it ended up being grand total like 3,000 live listeners or some shit like that.
Yeah, she had over 2,000 unique listeners. Yeah.
It's insanity. And that got her, I think that went to her head. And then she kind of came down off that high and was like, oh, wait a second. That was just, they were just trolling me. That wasn't like, that's not real. And then.
The problem is that, like, I listened to 10 minutes of her tonight, and all it was Melissa telling her to kick people out of the chat room. And it's obviously getting to her. She's getting sick of hearing about it.
Kick people out of the chat room.
Yeah, that's boring, man. That's fucking boring.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Like, who wants to hear that
shit? Oh, my God. I found a great alternative to Debbie Daly. Oh, my God. I found the... I got to find this link for you. I got to show you guys this link. If you guys are on Skype, you guys should fucking add me on Skype, dude. Let me find this link. Who was I chatting to about this on Skype? I feel like fucking Debbie Daly right now. Like, what? No.
Vincent McKay?
What?
Is that what it is on Skype? Your contact.
No. It's Vitoche. Vitoche. This is my first initial and my last name.
What is that? V-Bay?
No, it's V-T-O-C-C-E. I've already been docked.
Oh, I should have known that. I was looking at all your shit the other day.
Yeah,
I saw a video of you with your ass hanging out at a hot spring. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm
going to
add.
Debbie Daly had like complained about it. I showed it to her and she's like, "Oh," she thought she had some like blackmail on me with YouTube, like somehow she could report me and troll me or something. And I was like, "You stupid bitch." And so I showed it to her and then she like of course screen capped it or whatever and said thought she had like this blackmail. I got Vince in the butt. I was like, "Oh, I'm shaking in my boots here, Debbie Daly. I knew what I was doing by putting my butt on YouTube in the first place. So you're not exactly freaking me out here." And so she made a complaint to fucking YouTube. So I had to put it on private. So there goes my fucking... I was trying to do like a Bay Area Backroads kind of thing. It's this like little hidden hot springs that's it's a little bit north of Santa Barbara off of 101. and it's just this little spot that I found out word of mouth in the 90s, and I've been going to on and off for ever since. And I did a little video about it, and I documented it. It's great, and there was nobody there, luckily, so it was just me naked. But usually there's, like, you know, at least like some creepy old guy that's like shriveled up like a prune who's just kind of like hunched in the corner, or there's like a cute couple and like some hot chick that you just want to, you just ogle over the whole time, but she's got some boyfriend that's just like kind of hovering, and you just have to kind of avert your eyes the whole time. But luckily at that point there was nobody there. It was great.
So, Vince, are you in Kishu?
What?
Are you in Kishu, like boyfriend and girlfriend, or what's the deal?
No, we're just friends. We met on the internet. She's my co-host. She's my co-host, and she came
pretty
out to
much.
Visit. You remember, you saw us in that tiny chat. She was kicking it with me for a week, and she's back in Arizona
shut
now.
Up.
All right.
So
did she make up with the guy she was with before?
No,
I don't know. You have to ask her.
Guy,
what's going on?
He's scared to tell everybody how much he really loves me.
Yeah, he's jealous, but I think he's going to get over it. I think he's doing okay. He's a good-looking
guy.
He's
already over it.
Yeah,
we were never together.
He was just
trolling everybody the whole time. Like, people don't get that, that he's just trolling.
Yeah.
Like,
he even trolled Moxie to the point where Moxie went out and... Moxie was so jealous that she flew out to Arizona thinking that she's going to make me and or Kishu jealous that she's with him. But it just turned out that he just, like, you know, it was just a win for Burns. He just got to bang the shit out of Moxie. Good for him.
Yeah,
he
said he loved it.
I mean,
he said it was awesome.
I'm like, I have nothing but
what
congratulations
for
him.
What did she use for lubrication,
though? I you know what? I talk about troll.
Like
how, talk
mean,
about
actually.
Some ball. Dick's got some balls, seriously, to let that woman into his personal household and into his life. And, like, you want to talk about, you know, fucking some dick and balls. Having some balls right there, letting that woman into your personal private life. And God knows, I hope he fucking, you know, hit all his computers and all of his personal documents. And, yeah, I just hope everything was fucking on lockdown, bro. For your sake. And also, I hope your junk was on lockdown as well. Just saying.
He said that they didn't use condoms. That scares the crap out of me. I'm so glad that he...
Are you kidding me?
That's what he said.
Fucking
wear
back that nasty-ass cam whore? What the fuck? That's why his dick burns.
Right?
But okay, where is it? Come on. Warrant, warrant. Or not the reverse of warrant, warrant.
Oh, shit, sir. I have my phone in my hand. It's all on my phone.
But, yeah, no, I think that really Burns doesn't really care that much. The biggest thing that he probably
he's trolling.
Cares
about he's a troll.
Is,
that's what he
yeah,
does. He
exactly.
trolls. He does a good job
but
of it, too.
Honestly, the thing that he cares about the most is he lost his sugar mama for a week, you know? I think that's the only reason he was maybe a little bummed. But he
he's
saw the opportunity, and he was like, I'm going to troll the hell out of you guys. And he did good. He really did. He pissed me off. He pissed everybody off. He scared Vince. He scared fucking God.
He
I don't know, a lot of people.
No, he
sure.
did not scare me. Come on.
Whatever.
He didn't scare me.
You're
no,
nice.
I felt bad.
You're
she
nice.
Didn't scare for me. I no bullshit. Show me somewhere. Document some. Show me some documentation where I was scared. I actually felt bad for him. I was like, kind of like, dude,
okay,
this guy's like really
scared,
jelly.
But you felt bad.
He's really butthurt. He didn't. He doesn't message me on Skype anymore. He doesn't send me any direct hate or anything, and I don't send anything to him. It's just like he's just stopped talking to me. It's just kind of like, fuck, dude. I think I kind of like hurt his feelings or something. I felt like he was kind of like a friend or a buddy or. At least, you know, an internet, you know, friend. You know, he seemed pretty cool, and he just kind of cut off connection. It wasn't, you know, it was, I kind of felt bad.
So is Kishu back with Burnsy now, or what's the deal?
No.
I'll ask her. She alleges that they are not an item any longer.
We were never an item, ever. That's what people don't understand. We were like friends. Like, I've known him for 15 years. We're really close friends. Right now, I mean, he got a little upset because he was kind of having his own issues, and he felt like I just kind of left when he kind of needed my help.
And that's really the only thing he was upset about, because I help him out all the time, you know, like financially and with, you know, like taking him to work, stuff like that. And so I think that's what he was a little upset about. He wasn't jealous of Vince or anything like that. But he's gotten over it. We're talking, you know, everything's cool. We haven't really hung out with each other, like, since I've gotten back, but it's because the thing about Burns is, like, he's actually a very attractive guy, and what he does is he gets girls, like, he finds girls on the internet, and he gets them to pretty much take care of him. And so now he's found some new girls since I left for the week to take care of him, and so we haven't hung out because, you know, he's got his other girls, he doesn't need me, and I'm glad. I am so relieved that he found more girls, because it was really, like, stressful on me, you know, like, always being there trying to help him, because, he's a good friend. But,
are you moving back to the Bay, or what's the deal with you? Like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm going to go back in August for Outside Lands.
Yeah,
and,
she's gonna be my landlord.
Well, if the building is still for sale by the first of the year, then I'm going to buy the building, and I'm going to move into the top loft with my daughter, and, we're gonna take over Vince in the Bay.
So Vince in the Bay is gonna have its own building.
No, Keisha's gonna have her own building,
and
she's gonna be my landlord, and I will be her butler too. I'll answer the door in a full outfit, and I will announce all the guests
in an adult diaper or what?
No, on my megaphone like this. It'll be like this.
And now the Honorable Kyoto and Jane arriving.
That is fucking fantastic.
That's how I announce all the visitors to the
attention, all tenants. Kyoto Jane have entered the building.
I had such a blast.
The Honorable
with them,
Kyoto
we had so
and
much fun.
Jane have entered the building. They are in the house in the Heezy.
God, your neighbors must fucking love that.
Paper thin
like,
walls.
Is that faggot next door fucking with his megaphone again? I swear, I'm gonna cut his throat.
Oh, it's actually the faggot downstairs is what it is, really.
That's what you blamed it on, the homosexual downstairs. Well, it's a good show. So why don't you just fuck Vince? I mean, why don't you hook up with Vince then?
We did.
He's a great guy. You like him?
Yeah. He's a nice guy. He's not bad looking.
We're friends with Vincent.
That's what we did. Yeah.
No, I'm in like a deep, lasting relationship.
Oh.
Don't people care about each other?
You think we
apparently I'm not good enough for Vince.
Like 2 hours. You know,
I like big tits though. I really like big tits. She has little boobies.
So that's a nice relationship,
booty.
You know, like 2 hours or something like that.
She's got a great booty, but I like big boobies. I like double D's, like real double D's, not fake ones like Debbie's. I like real fucking natural.
Not good enough for Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, she's got those little. Don't get me wrong. I like the little sugar tits. They're all. It's all good. But ultimately, I like some like nice handfuls, nice just round. Sorry, it's just how it is. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna lie.
Seriously,
you know,
she was willing to
go
pay
she's
5 grand
to find somebody.
Like, additional stitches in her vagina. She'll pay 15 to get a decent set of titties for you, Vince. The world.
This is true. And the thing is, he's just like he's blown it all away. And within a few months, I'll find a new boy to be interested in.
I know. I'm just your anchor. I'm just your anchor to come to the Bay. Your excuse to come to the Bay. No, you're just using me to come to the Bay. I know what you're doing.
No.
This has happened before. This is the same thing happened to me when I moved to New York. I moved to New York with a chick. Went out of our. We both instead of just one person moving, it was two. It was me and my girlfriend at the time moved to New York City together, and it ultimately turned into a complete train wreck disaster. I lived in New York for a year after it, though, and had a great time being single in New York. That was awesome. But the year before it, when it was like Sex in the City gone wrong, like a complete nightmare. Sex in the City, like imagine just the worst disaster sort of scenario.
Well,
having
so you're just like, what, waiting things. For, are you just waiting for Melissa Hopkins now to drag
basically,
her three children?
Dude, I think she's waiting for me. It's kind of freaky. She's stalking me on PCR. She sends me her personal phone number and tells me she wants to bring the boys to visit me in San Francisco.
Oh, wait a
second. She wants me to teach them about
number,
good music.
Vince.
What?
Cough up that number.
No, I'm not going to. No, come on.
Vince
just go to Debbie for it.
Just ask
Debbie. Debbie's got it. I'm not going to be the one that gives it away. Have Debbie give it
I
to me.
I thought you were cool.
here's the deal with Vince,
bro.
Though. Vince?
What? You can post
you're
it.
You're going to realize in like 6 months.
What if you post it to me?
Vince, it's almost worth it to fly across the water and then the United States just to see you with Melissa Hopkins.
That would be a sight to see.
I will videotape. Don't get me wrong. I didn't have to worry about Kishu. She videotaped the entire, literally, she documented the entire experience here. I'm sure Melissa will do the same. If she doesn't, I have my little flip camera, and don't worry, it's HD. We'll be good.
I don't know. I think you have
those
too much of an ego.
Aren't they the little flips?
And I think in a few
months
I got
you're going to realize one.
Like how much I really did want you, and then you're going to be like, wow, I'm never going to get a girl as awesome and young as her ever again, and you're going to be sad.
Whatever.
So it's just going to be your loss. Your ego is eating you alive right now. That's all I have to say.
You're just jelly. You're just jelly because you don't have double D's. It's all right. It doesn't matter.
It's
I don't judge. I don't judge. Seriously. I don't care that you don't
home.
Have double D's.
Come on, Vince. You can't tell me that chick's not rocking double D's.
Who? What chick?
Oh, no, I'm not. I have tiny D's.
Yeah, she's got little sugar tits, little nice little bees.
Mosquito bites.
No, not like
mosquito bites.
No,
yes.
No. I mean, there's enough there to press them together and lick on both nipples. I mean, there's something there to work with. But it's just I like volume. There's just not enough volume.
It's okay, Vince. Yeah. I mean, really,
in español, Javier. In español.
I would love
for Vince and I
to have a
blast. Mosquito chichis. Mosquito chichis.
Yeah, I just, you know,
come
I
want to move today
anyway, so.
Dime! Mosquito chichis!
Chichis de mosquito.
Chichis de mosquito. Bueno.
Que lástima, Kishu.
Que lástima.
Dude, I love this new switchboard. It's so awesome.
Grande chichis. Pobrecito, Vince.
I know exactly how much time I have left in the overtime. It gives me a little countdown, a shot clock. It's fucking brilliant. Thank God BTR finally. This is where all the money is going. They finally put it into some upgrading their shit. I love it.
And so how
I love
much time do you have left?
I have 21 minutes, 24 seconds, 23, 22, 21, 20. 19, 18. It's fun. It's awesome. It's all. It's
I'm
not.
I'm having Vince's baby.
What?
Let's not get out of hand here. All right. Let's simmer down.
Patriot Greg.
Yeah, somebody's Patriot Greg in for sure. Or maybe it's just me.
Patriot baby.
So there's no shows on BTR right now. Everything's the next show is up as scheduled maintenance. That's it. Nobody's live.
I want Bill Wagner.
Not
I
even
want
think
Bill
of the
Wagner.
Bear. Why is Bill Wagner avoiding BTR? What's his deal? For a while there, he was doing at least like 30-minute shows, like at 3 in the morning. At least he was doing that. Not even doing that anymore.
I raped his computer, and he can't connect to BTR anymore.
You're the one. It's your fault then. Fuck. That's fucked up, man. How could you do that?
Yeah, luckily, I have his cell phone number, and he just unblocked me on Skype. moments ago. Thanks, Bill. You're so dumb. All you gotta do is change your Skype name, and Bill doesn't understand that it's still you.
Yeah, I know.
You think you'd be more comfortable adding Kim Jong Skills? Doesn't seem like a legitimate username, does it?
I'm digging it.
No, Bill is so silly. Like, I don't know how many times I've seen like Facebook profiles where girls go and talk to him. And it's, like, really just trolls, you know, and he'll talk to them, like, he'll be like,
oh, you're really beautiful, and how are you doing today, and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's just like a guy behind his computer screen just trolling the fuck out of him. One of my friends was doing that recently.
Of course you're fapping. So am I. Who would be right now? Who isn't?
Hey, Paco, or whatever your name is. Dime fapping. Dime fapping in Espanol.
Fapping?
Fapping.
There is no word for fapping.
Oh, there's always a word for
Mexicans don't fap.
Masturbaturo. Or that's jerking off a burro. I'm sorry. That's different.
That's different.
No, yeah. ¿Cómo se dice masturbation in Espanol?
Like, there's a lot of ways to say that. Like, pescar, ahorcarle el pescuezo al ganso. Jalártela.
Thank you very much.
A lot of, shit, you don't know. Mexicans we are crazy.
Oh, I know. I grew up with Mexicans. Are you kidding me? I know how fucking crazy they are. They're fucking crazy in bed, too. Those Mexican women. Oh, my God. Wow. Ichi, why? Can you do the drunk, like the drunken, like high-pitched call that the Mexicans do? Like, you know, I can't even do it. I don't have that high-pitched voice. But you know what I'm saying? The high-pitched, like, call they do it for ladies when they're drunk.
What? Like
oh, yeah,
something like that. Sorry.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
What the hell's wrong with you, dude? I thought you're all supposed to do that.
Yeah, you're not Mexican. You're just fake. You're just pretending.
Or you have to be drunk.
No,
or do you
no,
have
no,
to
no,
be
no,
drunk?
No.
You need to be drunk. Is that it?
Yeah, you need to be drunk.
At a Los Spookies concert or something, right?
I prefer to whistle.
You got to give Javier a break. He's beheading someone right now for the cartels. He's trying to do two things at once.
What? I'm doing what to who?
Como ceviche?
What did you say? Como ceviche? Is that what you said?
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Como ceviche?
Holy shit. I'm going to go paint that on my car right now.
What the
fuck? Dios, como ceviche.
Charlie chooses cheese and cherries.
Yes. Hey, Javier, do you,
can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
Control that.
What was that, man?
Fat frogs flying past fast.
Fat frogs.
That's tongue twisters. You want to play tongue twisters, dude? Yeah, we should play tongue twisters with the Mexican. Let's play tongue twisters with the Mexican.
In
Spanish. Say that in Spanish. So I'll play the tongue twister. I'll play the tongue twister, and you translate in Spanish. Shit, I gotta cue this up. Hang on, here we go. You heard most of them. I played almost all of them already, but I'll play them again.
Usted no nada, nada. No, no, traje, traje.
All right, here you go. You ready? Tongue twister number one. She sells seashells by the seashore.
She fills the shore? She fills the hole? What?
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She felt seashells in the seashore. I don't know. What's wrong with that?
Sheila shut the shop shutter.
I can't. Nope.
Surely shall see the sunshine soon.
Pero el vino no vino vino, el vino vino vinagre.
All right, here you go. You can do this one. You can do this one. Come on. You can at least do this one in Spanish, right? Here's the next one. Say toy boat five times fast.
Toy boat five times fast.
In Spanish.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
Chupacabra, 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 chupacabra.
Now say chupacabra. Red leather, yellow leather, five times fast.
Yellow leather?
Red leather, yellow leather, five times fast.
Red leather?
Yeah.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather. No. Red leather, yellow leather. Yes, I can't.
This is a whole show right here. This is
red
smart.
Leather, yellow
so
leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red, yellow.
Pelo,
see, I almost got it. I got four.
Al pelo. El codo al pelo. Y del pelo al codo.
Del culo?
Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lonely Lane.
Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lovely Lane? Is that what it was?
Yep.
Bonita lilaco lures Liana la 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 chi chi.
That's a perfect version.
La 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 chi chi.
All right, if you get this one, dude. Chi-chi. All right, here's one. Dude, Javier, if you get this one, Javier, you will really impress me. All right, here you go. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but noisy noise annoys an oyster
most.
Does it?
Most. Yeah, that was pretty close. I think you got it.
That was good. That was very close.
Yeah.
Que bueno. That was really fucking tight, dude. No me mires, que miran, que nos miramos, y verán en tus ojos, que nos amamos, no nos miremos, que cuando no nos miren, nos miraremos.
And no mommies for short.
Jesus Christ. Holy shit. Dude, I'm still getting used to the They have this new slider on the board now. It's kind of cool.
Juan.
Oh, to control the volume of your clip?
Yeah, it's pretty badass, dude. Yeah.
Javier.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You can do so many things on the fly now. It's ridiculous. They really went all out for this. I like it. You know what's even doubly awesome about it is the fact that Melissa Hopkins can't make heads or tails about it out of it. She has no clue what's going on. I love it. It's so easy. It's the same switchboard. It's the same fucking switchboard. It's just sleeker. It's more. And it's got new features that are just improve it. Like I said, the counter. That's cool. Also, you can update all your episode info. You can even, on the fly, you can update your episode info, the name of your show, everything within the same switchboard. I can log into the chat on the switchboard as a co-host. I can do so much, I can simultaneously spam Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio with my show when I'm live, all out of the switchboard. One stop shop. It's great. I never have to leave the switchboard. It's awesome.
That's fantastic, Vince.
Ese pendejo no sirve para nada.
That too.
You're fucking rude. You're rude.
You're rude. That means I like to eat watermelon. Yep.
Tres pollos, polo, peludos.
Hey, you know what? You guys stop hating in the Bay already, okay?
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host... Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
Velocity, baby.
Deck, press
that's
play.
My homie,
hear
Velocity.
What I gotta say. Stop
hating in the Bay. And your CD's really good.
Oh, yeah. Dude, backstory on that guy. That dude.
His black friend, preach.
That dude's got I found out about him because I was walking around Haight Street, and there's just every single sign on Haight Street has got, you know, flyers for concerts and stuff. And there's this one flyer that never, it was on every post that never came down, and it was for this guy, and it said, "Stop hating in the Bay." And no, it says, "Selassie says, stop hating in the Bay." And I was like, what the fuck is this Selassie guy all about? I finally looked him up after months and months of seeing
him. Haile Selassie, man, the first fucking African ruler in modern Africa, the first black ruler in modern Africa.
Yeah, well,
he's a
rapper now. Well, he's a rapper out of San Francisco. He's located in the Bay now. And that was a little track that he does called "Stop Hating in the Bay." I use that for my little intro thing. I don't want to, I feel bad for disrespecting the track by just using it on that little teaser right there. I do have the full track, but whatever. I finally looked this guy up, and turns out one of my good friends who used to do underground hip hop music videos. He's done videos with this guy, and he knows him. And I found him on Twitter, and now I just can't get enough of Selassie, man, and his message. He's doing a big Tupac anniversary party this weekend in San Francisco, which
Tupac is alive. Tupac is alive, and him,
oh,
it's
no,
my
that
neighbor.
Was, you know, no, that was, no, that was PBS got hacked by Lulzsec. That wasn't real. That was the Lulz boat. You know the Lulz boat, right? Come on, jump aboard.
Yeah.
Don't be shy, Javier. There's plenty of room on the Lulz boat. Lulz for everybody. Lulz.
A friend of mine is telling me. Somebody talking
exciting
shit.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Javier's expecting
We're
you.
Expecting you. And Lulz, life's sweetest reward. Come on, everybody. Hey, Ghost.
Let it flow.
Come on. Join in, Ghost. Don't be shy.
It flows back
to you. I see you.
I know.
I know you're lurking over there,
back
Ghost.
To
I see you.
Lulz boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulz boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lulz won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lulz. Welcome aboard. It's Lulz.
Right on. Shouts out to Lulzsec.
They are bringing the Lulz, aren't they?
Yeah, you have
they
to.
They definitely are.
Yeah, you have to hand it to them. Now, I don't know, Kyoto, you are a wise sage of the internet. Did you happen to recognize our friend? I'm not, don't name names, but let's just say, did you recognize Billy, our friend Billy who called in earlier? Do you recognize his voice by any chance?
Just another faggot.
Okay.
He's amazing.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer, but I just was wondering if you could place the voice by any chance, but I guess not. It's okay.
So.
What about, Javier, could you place the voice? Don't tell me who you think it is, but did you know who that was?
Who?
Exactly. All right, we got 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes left in the show. If you guys have anything on your mind, now's the time to do it.
I have something on my mind right now. I'm
right,
going to send
it.
You a link
okay.
in Skype.
Yeah,
see.
Do that.
If you don't jump on the Kishu boat, then I think this boy might be my next...
You already found your next target? You already found your next target. See, you don't even care. You don't care. You're already looking for your next boyfriend.
Well, you know,
all right, that's
it.
I think we're getting hacked right now. I think Lulzsec is.
What's going on?
Yeah, what the fuck? What, who's that? Who are you? What, identify yourself.
This is Bill Wagoner. What's going on?
Oh, Bill Wagoner. Holy shit, bro. The final boss of the internet, Bill. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. It looks like Kyoto pulled you into my show, bro. We're in the overtime on my show.
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
It's Vince.
I know Vince, but who brought me into the show?
I believe it's got to be Kyoto. It's got to be Kyoto because I'm in my overtime. Bill, right now, really quick, I have 5 minutes left in my show. My show is off the air. It's in the overtime. But I'm talking with Javier, Kishu, and Kyoto in the overtime. So it looks like Kyoto had reached out and brought you in unexpectedly. I guess we were talking. There he is. We were talking earlier. Your name came up earlier. You know, of course, we were talking late night gossip, Debbie Daly, blah blah blah. And you came up, and I think Kyoto might be one of these people that kind of misses you and misses your show. So we got 2 minutes. It looks like you're...
I always miss the wagon.
Yeah, Kishu always misses you. I miss you, too, as well.
Coming back tomorrow night, coming back with some commercials, some good things, great things, badass things, rock and rolling, rock of the house, baby. That's what's happening.
Right on,
the show tonight. I wanted to do a big show on the debates last night. I wanted to do. I wanted to analyze and kick some butt.
Some opinions on that. I would love to talk about the debates if you do that. I think it was
all
interesting.
Right, for sure.
You know who's going to be. First of all, I think these two first debates were just. It was just kindergarten. It was just tiddlywinks. It doesn't mean anything. These are fringe candidates. These people aren't the big wigs. These aren't the heavy hitters. And what you're going to see incrementally from now until the end of the year is the heavy hitters, the real players, are going to start announcing. And I think the first one who's starting to make some noise, and I know this because he went out of his way to sit down. He arranged himself a sit down with the Wall Street Journal editorial staff. I'm talking about the guy that has, I think, has the best chance to do it. I'm talking about Rick Perry of Texas. I think that dude, if he can shake, there's one thing going against him. He's a governor from Texas. That's it. If he can shake that, he'll take down Barack in a second. And it's no coincidence that this week, when there's rumblings of Rick Perry getting into the race, suddenly Barack Obama is quoted saying, "You know what? I'd be okay with one term. Sure, why not?" Because he knows Rick Perry will own his ass. He'll own him. And I don't even like Rick Perry. I don't even like Rick Perry. I'll admit, I'm more libertarian. I like Ron Paul. I don't necessarily like Ron Paul all the way on his foreign policy. I have some difference with him on some stuff, but ultimately I like his fiscal stuff. But just politically, just knowing the field, knowing how politics works, seeing enough elections, and knowing what a lame duck Barack Obama is, Rick Perry, he's a governor that for 8 years, 10 years, he's been the governor of fucking Texas, and he's got the best economy going right now in this recession. He's building a job, and he'll destroy him in the debates. It'll be nuts. We got 30 seconds, Bill. You got the
Barack Obama's history. Yeah, absolutely. And I found out tonight that I had an Islamic Muslim as a guy that worked as a technician for me on my router, on my Cisco, my computer equipment. He's now fired. Goodbye, Islam.
The fuck?
No more Islamic.
Jesus Christ.
Can't have those. They listen to the Bill Wagoner show and they go, "Oh my God, Bill Wagoner hates Islam. Oh well, oh shit, gotta fuck up his router." No. So, bye bye, you're fired.
Wow. That's real talk, everything.
Yeah,
right on. Well, hey, thanks, Bill. The show is like literally in like 20 seconds. I appreciate it, bro. Look forward to your show again soon.
All right,
guys. Thank you all for coming through. Peace out,
you,
and I'll talk to you again very, very,
you,
very
guys.
Soon. I love you all, and hate, or don't hate, just negotiate.
Well, you don't hate. You
or
just
masturbate.
Negotiate.
Or masturbate.
I came to fucking San Francisco.
I don't know. Or just get wasted. I was fucked up. I was drunk.